Yeah, okay. So Hilchos Kiddush Chodesh. I'll raise some questions here, and just to mention that the area is an area which is Yisrael Yadasa wrapped up in it. Of course, you see, we have Masorah that Adam Rishon was Mekadosh Chodesh, and there's Soda Ibur, and Moshe Rabbeinu received Soda Ibur Misinai. So you see, obviously, there's something here. It's not just a matter of I've got to say it's too late in coming and saying the moon is out. But this is a whole system, a whole Masorah of Chachma, and which actually involves the Yisrael Yadas. But let's start with the halachic questions, okay? So the first question we had was Per Gimel Halacha Beis. Why? Rambam, Kiddush Chodesh. Eidim Shiros HaChodesh Arei Lohochon LeBezdin Lohoyed V'afil Lohoyed B'Shabbos Shenemar Shetikrosom B'Moad Dom V'chol mokom shenema moed telchas haShabbos. L'fichoch ein machalim el al Rosh Chodesh Nisan v'al Rosh Chodesh Tishrei b'vad min etekonas ha-moedos. Okay, so he argues in Rashi. Rashi allows me to write, so you do for every Rosh Chodesh. Maybe we'll get back to what the machlokes is. Do for every Rosh Chodesh. But the Rambam holds only those Rosh Chodeshim that involve the moedos. Two, Tishrei and Nisan. Okay. So, Tishrei Nisan. So, how does he learn it out from the Pasuk? So, Rashi learns it out from the Pasuk differently. Where's the Rashi? Rashi learns it, Shatikro Asam B'Moadam, is the halacha. The idea is that the Kriyas Rosh Chodesh is Kriyas HaMoed. And Kriyas Rosh Chodesh is Kriyas HaMoed. Kriyas Rosh Chodesh is Kriyas HaMoed. And therefore, the Gzeres HaKasav is that the Kriya should be the Kriya HaMoed should be in the right time, which means Al Piedim. So it's not the pshat, not that the Kriya for the Moed should be in the right time. So Taisa says, what about, how does Rashi say all the Chodoshim? So Taisa says, because Rosh Chodesh itself is a Moed. But Rashi says, Rashi is a Chafal of a Mez. Ashtik was on the Moedam, his hirom shelo yavo ha-Moed, shelzman kriyosam, Mikra Kodesh. That you shouldn't allow the time to pass when you call out the Moedos. And when do you call them out, according to Rashi? Rosh Chodesh. Hayna Kiddush Bezin. Okay. But the Rambam doesn't seem to learn that way. Because the Rambam learns... The Rambam equates, he says, it was mentioned based on Kayyam Achalam Akum Nekob Musaf, Shebachor Rosh Chodesh Chodesh, who Dochas HaShabbos. So it's because of the Kob Musaf, so apparently it's been a Takonas HaMoedos, it's because of the Moedos themselves, not because of the Kriyas Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, if it's because of the Moedos, I mean, so just what's the shot? B'Moedom. I mean, it's always going to be B'Moedom, Lachamisha Sayyam Lachodesh Hashvi. So it's always it goes by how you convey it. It's circular. I mean, first you convey Rosh Chodesh, and then the date of the Moed is known, not vice versa. So what does it mean? So why is Machal Shabbos the Moed? It'll always be the Moed on. Okay, that's one question. Another question we raised was the question in general about the whole phenomenon of Kiddush HaChodesh. The halacha that just talking about, the halacha of the Tziruf HaEidim. Okay? So, the Gemara mentions that, and Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara mentions that Ro'inu V'shuv Lo Ro'inu Em Eidim Lo. Yeah. Chesed Mayim. Tanaban, Echad Oma Gavo, Beis Mardos, Echad Oma Gimel, Edusim Kayanis. Echad Oma Gimel, Echad Oma Hei, Edusim Betelo. Avol Mitztarfen Leidus Acheras. Okay, so Taisva says, there's Machlaikis in Shavuos, by Beis Kite Eidim HaMakhisha Zuazu. So, Zu Bolifne Asim Meido, Zu Bolifne Asim Meido. That's one Shita. Now you have two Kite Eidim HaMakhisha Zuazu, so I say each one is intrinsically good. So each one independently could be made. That's one mandala. But so he says. So then I understand how they could be mitzarif, okay? Because separately they're okay. But Avalamandama Bahabi Sadi Shikra Lomoli, but there's a mandama that says no, that since they're both so are each other, so they're all Adim Shikra. So therefore, so you can't use anyone. So he says, Heyach Mitztarfin L'shem Edus, Afil Leidus Acharish. He says, that's why Rashi was dochak, to learn the Gemara, that what does it mean Mitztarif? It means you're talking about two Edim. And now the third one, so that's the Makishim's verse. Now the third one that comes along, if he testifies exactly like one of them, so then he creates the Edus, because ain't the Divrei Chav Makom Shnayim. So, yeah. So, at any rate, so that's how Rashi was. But at any rate, what do you see from this? From this, you see that you have to apply the strictest, the strictest halachos with regard to the kashrus of the Eidim. That it can't be Eidei Sheker. You take a look at Rashi on the Chof Amar Aleph. So Rashi quotes. So Rashi explains it more. Ma'aymin ala eidim gemara chof maralef. Yeah, first gemara says ma'aymin ala eidim ala chodesh near bezman ol agro. So you frighten the eidim if you don't want them to be magid, and therefore you'll be ma'aber the chodesh. Okay. So the chodesh will be a mole. Ve'ein ma'aymin ala eidim ala chodesh alone near bezman ol akacho. But you don't frighten the eidim into being magid on a chodesh when you want to make a 29-day month and say that they saw the chodesh on the 30th, and have them lie. That we don't do. So yeah. So ma'amin, see, our ma'amin sheyachrishu to still the edim, keep them silent. They allowed to do. But ve'im ma'amin yoshesh l'neshal lo ra'u v'anat shi'ch l'kacha ayom k'day la'af v'shabes yom kippurim because we have a tzorach sheyomu ra'inu v'yidu sheker. That we don't do. So then the Gemara, okay, so that's fine. But then the Gemara says, "Vashalach Rabbi Yehuda Nesiel Rabbi Ami, have a Yodin shall call Yom Hashem Rabbi Yochanan Hayem Alam Deinu Ma'aymen Al Ha'edim Al Achodesh Alon Nir Bezman Lakacho." Afal Pi, he says in Rashi, "Ma'aymen Im Onu Tzichon Lasas Ochaser." So Ma'aymen Al Ha'edim Al Achodesh Alon Nir. There was no, they didn't see the Chodesh, didn't see Levana Bezman Lakacho. Afa pishalo ra'u, even though they didn't see it, yom ro'inu. So he said, "What I'm saying that you basically you set up Eidei Sheker, because you know they're liars. So how could it be? I mean, tied to the sasser. I mean, how could you say either you don't care, the Eidei Sheker now doesn't bother you, or else I mean you can't apply this the rigorous halachas from Sanhedrin from the old Kol Tarkula, and at the same time tell me you could set up Eidim that are absolute liars and you know they're liars. I mean it's an open statement." Okay. Yeah. Next question we had was. Yeah. There's another Rashi with on the same daf, where the Gemara says Yochel Kishem Shem Ma'abrinas Hashana Letzorech, Kach Ma'abrinas Achodesh Letzorech. Because the Shana you could be Ma'abr if Bezna has a need, so they could be Ma'abr the Shana. So you would think that the Chodesh also, if there's a need, like the case in the Gemara before. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, HaChodesh HaZelochem, Rosh Chodoshim, Kozer Re'ei V'Kaddish. So what does that mean? So on the surface it means you can't do it, simply, Kozer Re'ei V'Kaddish, you're stuck. Amar Rava, so Rava says, Lo Kasha, Kan La'abro, Kan La'kacha. Okay, so what does it mean? So Rashi explains. So Rashi says, La'abra lasos esachoser mole litzorech is mutter. If you want to be ma'abr and you want to make it into a 30-day month, the last month into a 30-day month, so to make the choser into a mole litzorech, that's okay. But lekacho biyom shloshim, to be mekadosh it on the 30th day, v'alavana lo niris, of all of the nearest, then Yom Tina Yom Mochar, Ye Shabbos Yom Kippur Smuchin, Ein Mekachin Tzorach. Lachi Koma Yochel Kashem Shema Ben Letzorach Kach Mekachin. Just a second. Yerucham, Yerucham, Kishim Shemar, Dimor, Yerucham, Kishim Shemar, when it's a Shonel, that's a Chorosh Tzorach, Kach Mekachin, it's a Chorosh Tzorach, Tamad Loma, Chorosh Zer Lochem, Kozeh Re'ei V'Kadesh. So Rashi explains like this. Re'ei Tchilo V'Acha Kach Kadesh. Avo Kishat Ma'abro Re'ei V'Kadesh. So what does it mean? So it means that it's okay to, if the Edom, it's still, you have to have Re'ei V'Kadesh. So if the Edom saw, so Kozeh Re'ei V'Kadesh. So, how could you postpone it one day? So the answer is, that's Re'ei V'Kadesh. That's because you have Re'ei V'Kadesh. But the question is, but what do you mean Re'ei V'Kadesh? If they saw the day before, their whole life got us on the day before. So how could you be Mahler? It doesn't make any sense. Okay. All right, now the questions. I believe not the questions of the Rambam, all right? Okay. So the Achronim asks a lot of questions on the Rambam, and we'll just go through some of the problems over here. Right. But this problem is just a style of problem that the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Beis says, and in general, I mean, there's a lot of problems in Kiddush HaKadosh. For instance, you have a Machlokes Tanoim. You have a Machlokes Tanoim, Minakotza Lakotza. I mean, the Gemara says that you have Machlokes Tanoim, and Dafkof Dalam Ralph. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Rosh Bez Nom Makudish, V'chol Amon Rach Rav Makudish Makudish, Ben Shinir Bizmano, Ben Shinir Bizmano, Ben Shinir Shalob Bizmano. Okay? Ben Shinir Shalob Bizmano. Right. Shalob Bizmano, that's the first time. Mekachin Asa, doesn't matter, either way. Rav Lozer, Rav Sadek Omer, Im Lo Nira Bizmano, he says no. If it wasn't Bizmano, ain't Mekachin Asa. Okay, so he holds that if it's nira biyom shloshim v'yachas, b'leil shloshim v'yachas, so you're not mekadesh the next day. Why? Because kvar kachu shemayim. Okay, and the Gemara says Tanya. The Gemara says Allah Rabbi Lozbar Sarek. The Gemara says Tanya plima omer bismano in mekachin so shlo bismano mekachin so blozer. Reb Shimon omer ben kach ain mekachin so. There's no Kiddush HaKadosh altogether. Shenem av Kiddushim as Shnasach HaMishim Shana. Shonim atom HaKadosh. V'yatom HaKadosh Chadoshim. I mean, it's a Machlokes Tanoim and a Kotz al-Kotz. I mean, one holds there's no Kiddush HaKadosh, another holds the Mekadosh both times, and another holds the Mekadosh only Bizmano. Okay, so that certainly, you can't have Machlokes Tanoim like that. I mean, a Kotz al-Kotz. I mean, there's no Kiddush HaKadosh altogether. And so it sounds like an astounding thing. Okay. Now, let's see. Let's take some of the Rambams. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Then also, there's Tanaim that hold that you could be that Krov Magud in this case. I mean, the question with Avodim, I mean, how could you have, if you say you need Aedis, how could Krov Magud? Krov Apostle and Kol Darko. Okay. Yeah. So, interesting is the Rambam in Perek Beis in Kiddush HaKadosh, Halacha Beis. So the Rambam says, Din Torah Shein Medaktikim Be'edis HaKadosh. Yeah. Din Torah Ein Medaktikim Be'edis HaKadosh. Why? The Rambam doesn't say. I mean, he gives a reason, but what is it different? Why is it intrinsically different Ein Medaktikim Kiddush HaKadosh? I mean, okay. So the Rambam gives a reason. The Rambam says, Shafilu Kiddush HaKadosh Al Pi Eidim V'nimtzu Zomim Be'edis Zuwa Rezim HaKadosh. That even if they're Mekadosh HaKadosh Al Pi Eidim, and the Eidim are discovered to be Zomimin, so it's still Mekadosh. So what does the Rambam mean over here? If the Rambam wants to tell you that whatever Bezin does is good, so he should have said, you don't have to have Zomimin, even no matter what, the Rambam says at the end of Perek Beis, Bezin Shekish HaKadosh Ben Shogim Ben Mutim Ben Anusim HaRezim Mekadosh. So the Rambam should have made request to that Halacha. But it doesn't matter. Forget about Zomim. Zomim is a particular phenomenon within the Drisha Hakir and the Kabbalah Seidus and the Agudah Seidus. But you don't need that if the whole thing is completely wrong. Doesn't matter. If that's what the Rambam meant. I mean, someone says it doesn't sound like that's what the Rambam means. He would take a wider halacha, which is not specific, but he picked on the Zomim. Okay? Now, moreover, the Rambam goes on, and he says, that actually says originally they were medakdek and everybody's becheskes kashas. He says only because of the baisusim they try to cause trouble. So therefore, Bezdin was forced because of them. So his kinush lekabu Bezdin edus achodesh el medim shemakirim Bezdin osam. So the only kabu from Eden that they makir them and they recognize them. Kisherim is kisherim. Vishiyu dorshim v'chokrim beis. So it sounds like from the Rambam's plan shot that was introduced later. The Chacham introduced that. That has to be dorish v'chokrim because that's a halacha. That Bezdin always has to be dorish for the emes. So now there's a new situation arose. So they made a takana. You have to be able to testify that these edim are edim kisherim, and also you have to be dorish v'chokrim the edim. Okay, they made a takana. So the implication is from this, that's what the Nosekel and the Pirush, the Lechemish, so it's a question, so it's mashma, that there's no din Jewish for Hakira. Well, you take a look at the Rambam before. Aleph Vav and Zion. So the Rambam gives the whole story there. Bez Mechashvin B'cheshbonos K'derach Shemachashvin Estagninim. And then he says, apparently Ram says, in Boedim v'dorshim v'chokrim kalocha. This is before the Takana. So apparently the Ram requires Rishva Chakira. Okay? Then, yeah. And then again, Halacha Dalet, the Ram mentions. And Halacha Zayin? I'm sorry, Halacha Zayin. Mitzvah Seh, that's Mitzvah Seh Midaraisa. This is clear. Mitzvah Seh, I'm sorry. Halacha, paragraph of Halacha Zayin. Mitzvah Seh Midatora al Bezin Shi Yachshavu V'yedu Im Yira Yerech Im Lo Yera. V'shi Yidvishu Asa Eidim Ad Shi Yikachas Chodesh. It's clear. Can't be more clear than that. That Jewish v'chakira is an intrinsic part of Kiddush HaKodesh. And over here, the Rambam says that they were massacred after the Baisusim. I mean, this certainly demands an explanation. Okay. Moreover, in that very Rambam itself, when you read that Rambam, you feel pretty much convinced. If there are no other Rambams, if somebody asked you about the Hazoma and Kiddush HaKodesh, you'd say, no problem, no Rambam, there's no Din Hazoma. But if you take a look at the Rambam in Per Gimel Halacha Yates, over there the Rambam says, from Halachas Tes Vov to Yates, it goes through the whole system of Iyam Eidim. So until then he says you're not Mayim the Eidim, but he says, but there's a case where you are Mayim al Eidim. When? Shiniskalkul Eidusan. Varea Dova Nota, it's on together, they take Agnai. Shlot Tiskayim Eidus Visabra Chodesh. Okay. Mayim in a lane condition, Tiskayim Eidus Visabra Chodesh Bismano. Vechenim Bo Eidim Lahazim Eso Eidim, Shiru Bismano. Kodam Shekachu. And also if Eidim came to be Mazim. So apparently there is a Dama Adin Azama by Kiddush HaKodesh. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, it's true. One is before and one is after, but why should that make a difference? Is it Adin Azama? Is it no Adin Azama? Okay. I mean, that is true. I mean, just an observation that the Rambam seems to repeat himself. And Perik Alach Alach Vav and Perik Beis Alach Dalet. I mean, he starts all over again. Bez Machashim Bedrochem Shes Tagnin Machashim, like he never said it before. You know, it seems you should have put it all in one place. Bez Machashim Bedrochem Shes Tagnin Machashim, and all the considerations. Very good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, another question is the Rambam and Perik Beis Alach Vav. Perik Beis Alach Vav. So the Rambam says, Amru Reinu Below Kavana. The kivan says bone nananu bov and ischavananu larosa lohoya chivlorinu ain't the way this fame catching law. Why? Because it's not a good agoda. He explains. Shema of this kashru venira kalavana. The kalava hochalahem. And they went away. That's it. Omru edim reinu biom tisho veesrim shachris bemizrach. Kodim shatala shemesh. That means the old one. The roinu arvis bemirav beleil shloshim. That's the new one. Hare elun ne emmonim. That's an impossibility, to have the old moon in the morning and the new one at nighttime, because there's not enough time. So we know definitely that that's not true. But nevertheless, the Rambam says, "Harei el nemonim u'mekachim al riyazu shaharei ra'u bizmano." Okay, he means the second part. Aval ha'ri'iyya sha'amru sha'ra'u b'shachris, the ri'iyya that they said they saw b'shachris, ain't this karkin law. We don't, we're not responsible for that one. She'ain anu achroyin l'ri'iyya shachris. We have no responsibility for ri'iyya shachris. U'bi'adua sha'ovim meim sh'niskashu v'nirahim kalavana. I mean, first of all, what does Rambam do? The two reasons. First of all, I don't know what it means. What do you mean, ain't this karkin law? I mean, if they came to a regular bezna on a regular case and they said conflicting haggadahs like this, they'd be thrown out. There's no question about it. Not going to say, oh, we'll take this haggadah, but the other one you probably didn't see well. I mean, it's nonsense. If they're aiding that a shakranim, throw them out. So what does the Rambam mean by ain't this karkin law? What do you mean, ain't this karkin law? I mean, but they're being magid. And if he's saying some kind of a thing that there's a cutoff that doesn't count at all, so then why does he have to add and say, but and explain them? The Re'iyah that they saw Shacharis, he says, we know that it was definitely the oven that went as kasher. I mean, and maybe the other way. Maybe they saw Arvis was the oven that was kasher. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Okay. Okay, so a Rashi. Just mentioned a difficult Rashi. That Tosfos already observes, but Tosfos knows it says it's strange, but he has a different problem with it. But nevertheless, for us, we're going to concern ourselves with the underlying problem. That the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Chavtesan Beis. Chavtesan, sorry, Chavtesan Beis. Chavtesan Beis, sorry. Chavtesan Beis, yeah. So the Mishnah says, Ra'u bezim chol Yisrael, and nechkeru ha'edim v'lo espiku loma makudosh asher chashecha, harei zeh mo'uvah. Okay. So apparently it's mo'uvah and that's it. Okay. And Ra'u bezim bilvad, yamdu shnayim v'yidu b'fneim. So the Gemara explains. Ra'u bezn yamdu shnayim v'yayidu b'fneihem. How could you say that if bezn saw it, you have to have two of them be magid? V'amai lo teshmigdol Maria. We have a klal that if Adam work, so Ria's bezn certainly works. Because lo teshmigdol Maria. Amar abzeira kigan shera'u balayla. They saw it at nighttime. So Rashi explains, "V'amai yamdu shnayim v'yaidu alo ra'u kulan yikachu b'riyasan lo teshmir shisham p'yaidim gol maria." And then Rashi is, "Do agabe edus achodesh lo ksiv edus ela kozer rei v'kadesh." First sight, I mean, you're strong by Rashi. What do you mean lo ksiv edus? All the sugars with edus? What do you mean lo ksiv edus? So apparently Rashi, you'll say Rashi means it's not a real din of edus. I mean, what kind of a din is it then? I mean, not a real din of edus? What is not a real din of edus? I mean, it's hard to know what Rashi means. But anyways, but let's say whatever it is. It's not a real din of edus. Some kind of edus, whatever. But the question is, where did Rashi get this from? I mean, kazera eva kadesh? I mean, kazera eva kadesh doesn't mean that the bezin has to sit outside and look for the moon. I mean, kazera eva kadesh is edim. It's not halacha and bezdin. So Tosfos already notices this. Tosfos says that pirshu kudrish dohag gabe edus achodesh lo ksiv edus el kazer evikash. So Tosfos says ubechinam dochak. He says he was doch. There's no reason to be dochak altogether. Why? Da filibit in nefashis amin in hachet perkachavu im ra'u b'yam. That it doesn't matter. That even by din nefashis we say the halacha is lo teshmig adol maria, and even when you need real edim, that's a kiyum in regular edim. Okay, now moreover, Rashi is a little bit difficult also because Rashi says u balaylo hilkach lemachar ilav shmiel ma yikachu. So Rashi explains the Gemara that what that lemachar you can't be if there's no shmi you can't be mekadosh. So because there's nothing mekadosh on. Okay, because you have to engage the bezdin. Okay, so, and the Eidus, the Kabbalah Eidus, engages the Bezdin. Okay, well, that's a funny kind of thing. Again, I mean, you don't need Eidim, but these Eidim are engaged the Bezdin. I mean, what kind of Eidim are they? Okay? That problem. Okay. Yeah. All right. The Rambam has a strange halacha that if in Perek Gimel Halacha Tesvav, that Bezin Sheyesh L'Kol Shloshim Yom V'Lo Bo Eidim, V'Shimu Ban Neshef, the Ibur HaSachodesh Kamar Shebi'anu, with the God in the morning and the Suda Sa'ibur, the Achar Bo HaMishi Yomim Bo Eidim Rechokim Ve'idu Sheroa Sachodesh Bezmano, Shehu El Shloshim. V'afilu Bo B'Sof HaChodesh, even if they come to the end of the Chodesh, Ma'ayim and Aleim Iyim Godel, U'matrifin Osam B'Shelos, U'matrifin Aleim B'Bdikos, U'medaktikin B'Eidus, U'mishtadlin Bezin Shelo Yekachu HaChodesh Hazeh, Chodesh Zeh Hol V'yotz Shema Muba. So Bezin tries not to be Mekadosh this Chodesh L'mafreya. But nevertheless, in Mom Dawaid and Beidusan, they were stubborn, the Nemtsas Mechufanos, Vareo Eidem Anoshim Yiduim Unavonim, so, provided there are Anoshim Yiduim Unavonim, the Nechkara Eidus, so he says, V'nechkara Eidus Keroi, Mekachin Oso V'chozrin Umonin Lo'osa Chodesh Miyom Shloshim. Okay. So now, so the Rambam says, but im omdoi, then they do some tzas mechuvonos. So, and the national, the mechuvonos. So, mekachin oso v'chozrin u'monin lo'osa chodesh v'yom shloshim ho'ul v'nira yareach b'leila. So the Rambam has a locha, they can mekadosh l'mafreya. Mekadosh l'mafreya, okay. So, they try not to, but you could be mekadosh l'mafreya. Now the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, has a halacha like this. That the Achakach, so he tells you how they do the Bedikas, and then he says, Avachach Achach Shetiskayim Ha'edus, Achach Shetiskayim Ha'edus, he says, Rosh Bezin Oma Makudish, Velcholom Ona Machrov Makudish Makudish. Vein Makachin is a Chodesh El Beshlosho, Vein Machashin El Beshlosho. Vein Makachin El Chodesh and Nira Bezmano. Okay, like Elizabeth said. Vein Makachin El Beyon. So it's Nira, if it's Nira Shaloba, if it's Nira Beleli Buro, so you're not Makash. Vein Makachin El Beyon. Vein Kachu Balailo, Eina Makudish. And now it's like this: Vafilu Ruhu Bezin Chol Yisrael, V'lo Amr Bezin Mekudesh Atche Choshcha Leil Echad Shloshim. It doesn't matter. Everybody saw it, so you think maybe that's an automatic kiddush because Chol Yisrael and Bezin and everybody. Okay, yeah. Oh, he says, or another case: Shenechkaru Ha'edim V'lo Hispiku Bezin Lo Amr Mekudesh Atche Choshcha Leil Echad Shloshim. So there was a Chakiras Ha'edim. And Bezin wasn't able to say Mekudesh until the night of the 31st, right? Night of the 31st. Ein Mekachin Oso, V'yi HaChodesh Me'ubar. So you're not Mekadosh it, and the Chodesh will be Me'ubar. V'lo Yiyah Rosh Chodesh Ela Yom Echodesh Loshim. Afal Pi Sheniris B'Leil Shloshim. Right? That makes it very clear. Okay, Shaina Riyakovas, Ella Bezin Sham Makudish Shemshikov, fine. But yeah, fine, it's Bezin's there's a Makadish, it's true. But since the Ram Mosik and Makadish Lamafreya, so they should sit down with the Edim and be Makadish. Or other Edim, whatever. They should be Makadish. Rule Kol Yisrael, plenty of Edim. They should be Makadish. So, and certainly, I mean, it wouldn't be advisable even for the Bezin. Well, everybody saw it, to not to be Mekadosh the Yom Shloshim, because you're opening up a whole difficulty here. Like the Rambam says later, come 5 days later, and then you're going to have this whole problem with Maimon HaLeidim and the whole thing. But besides that, I mean, make our din, that's the right way to do it. Because the Rambam says even when they come later, no matter how bad it is for the Bezin to do it, how they try to avoid it, but nevertheless, you don't try to avoid it in the end if they stand up. Because Ho'ul V'nira Yareach B'Leilo. Okay? That's an Halacha Tesvav, except Tzorach HaBan. But basically you see that the significance of What? This, not only can you, but you see the significance is so great that even when you don't want to and you try not to, but if the Edom stand up, then we do. Why? Because Nira Chodesh Boel. So over here, l'chatchila, we have the Edom, and the next day, Hashem Mekadesh, the Yom Shloshim. Okay? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, plenty of Edom. Ru Bez Mekol Yisrael. There's no problem of Yotze Shmomo Ubar. I mean, why should Bezdin have it Yotze Shmomo Ubar? I mean, when they can Mekadosh L'Mafrei, and there's no problem in Mekadosh L'Mafrei, the only problem Ram has was Yotze Shmomo Ubar, basically. Otherwise, there isn't any problem. So this is L'Chatchila, that's the way they should do it. But the Ram does not even indicate that that's what they should do. As a matter of fact, the Rambam's, from Stimus Lashon Rambam, is mashing just the opposite. Ein Mekadosh of V'Yiyah Chodesh Me'ubar. I mean, that's it. This Chodesh is Mubar. One second, not so quick. Why should it be Mubar? Okay? Yeah. That's correct. Even the Bezin themselves saw it, so they could always do, like the Rambam has no luck of tests, you take them and you take two of them as Edom, and you take two of the Yom, put them together with the third one, and yeah, like I said, no luck of tests. You're right. I mean, there's no problem with Edom here. You're right. I mean, the Bezin itself saw it. They're Edom. Let them be the Edom. Let them be the Edom for it. Ruv Bezin v'chol Yisrael. Let the two of the Bezin, like the Gemara says, will be Moshe of a third the next day. From take one and be Moshe of two, and let these two be Maggid. Okay. Yeah, it's clear. The question's clear. Halachates is like an intrinsic problem. Halacha test is like this. Ra'u bezn atzmon besof yom tisha v'esrim. The bezn themselves saw it in the end of the 29th. Im adayin lo yotzo, perek bezn halacha test. Im adayin lo yotzo kochav leil shloshim. If it's before one star came out at night. So bezn omrim makudish. Why shadayin yomu? Still day. V'im ra'u b'leil shloshim acha sheyotzo shnei kochavim. And if they saw it when? Leil Shloshim, after two kochavim, when it's Lila, so Lamachar Moshivin Shnei Dayanim Eitzel Echad Mehen, so you take two other Dayanim and you put them together with one of them, the Yeidu Ashnayim, Bifnei Ashlosha, V'yikachu Ashlosha. And these two, and two, the two that saw, from the three that saw, we mark it in front of the one that saw, and the end another two, and it'll be, and then Kachu, Ashlosh, and Ashlosh will be Mekadosh. Right? So there's just one serious problem in the Rambam. The problem is, he left out a case. He has before Kochav Echad, and he has after two Kochav. What happened between one Kochav and two Kochav? What do you do then? I mean, that has to be something you do. I mean, if the end of the Yom is by Kochav Echad, okay? So you can't do it after Kochav Echad. Then it's the end of Yom. Okay, so that we understand. So the Rambam should say, and after Kochav Echad, if they saw it, so now you have to do this procedure. You have to take two of them to the Maggid, and one that will be a Dayan with the other two. So, I mean, that's the Eitzah. So basically, I mean, the Rambam should have just had Kochav Echad. I mean, okay. So that's an intrinsic question in the Kasha and the Rambam. Okay. That's why you have to turn two pages here. Okay. Yeah, they're bothered. Nosekim bothered very much with the Ben Hashmashas issue. The Ben Hashmashas issue. Okay. The steers in Rams over here. When is Ben Hashmashas? I mean, that's a whole arichas. But the thing is that that's not my concern. You know, my concern is just if the Ram had a different Ben Hashmashas, fine with me. I don't know what his chesh, how he coordinated the Ben Hashmashas over here with the others. That's a different. A different area. We're not going into that area. But the intrinsic problem, whatever it is, the Rambam says, if the one kochav, it's the end, and that's it. So the cutoff point should be one kochav. That's it. Okay. Perikim alochei. Okay. Yes. It is on my conscience. I mean, everybody has got it. They asked this question too. Barishana, who asked it? The Pirush of Mielisk, right? On the Pirush of the Lachem Mishnah. On Perikim Olachai, Barishon Oyom Mekablim Edus Achodesh B'chol Yom Shloshim. So this is on Rosh Hashanah. Pamachas the Starway to Milovo at Bain Abayim, the Skakalu, the well known case, Skakalu, Migdash Leotam, I assume, yes, Olo, Shabain Abayim, Shema Yavo, Aidim, the FG, Shekriva, Musaf Ayom, Aratam Shabain Abayim. So they didn't know what to do. Amdu Bezn Viskinu, Shelo Yil Makab Meir Sechorish, Elo Aramincha, Kadeshi Shores Beyom, Lakriv Musafin, the Tamash Shabain Abayim in his game if they come before. And then Ram says, okay. So the Takana was the one Makabal Yedis, and the Namakadish after Mincha. So the Yom Shloshim's gone. So the next day, so it's Mubar. So the question again over here: Why don't they Mekadosh L'Mafreya? All right. So you say, well, I mean, you want to say because they want to save the Karb Musaf. But we said that that's a difficult answer because it seems that in the system of Kiddush HaChodesh, you have to operate in the system in its own rights. You know what I mean? Its own system. You can't think ahead or have other considerations. I mean, it would seem that way. So, I mean, that's why we said it on the surface. It would seem that Bezin still should be Mekash Lamafreya. But, okay, that's the question. That's the question they ask. Okay. Somebody raised a question. So, I mean, you see from the Rambam that you can't stop the Kabbalah Saidus. Because if you could, then what's the problem with those Eidim that come 4 or 5 days later? I mean, don't be Makabal them. Over here you say you're not Makabal. So we said there's no comparison between those two cases. Why? Because when Eidim come for Bezin to say we're not going to be Makabal you, that means simply they're impeding the function of the Bezin. Can't do that. Bezin has to function. This Kabbalah, Eidim have a right to come. And Bezin is Mechuyif, Mekabalah. But to make a takona, a universal takona, that on a certain day, there's no Kabbalah Sa'idus after a certain Zman, after the Zman HaMincha, the Zman HaMincha, it's all over. So that's a different thing. I mean, that's a different kind of aloha. That's no problem. That's not a problem. In other words, you can't compare the case where Bezin is Machshir a day. They give the qualification of a day in the form of a takana. That's a legitimate thing. That's all you can do that. But just to say they're not going to mekabalei edim, in this instance, there's no takana, there's no halacha, just they don't want to mekabalei edim, that obviously they can't do. Okay. Yeah. Also in Gimel Aleph, Ram says, Edim shiros achodesh, imhoye b'neim b'n makam sheish bo bezn malach laila v'yom, Opachos, Holchin and Maiden. If they had a distance of one night and one day, so in other words, they can get to the Bezin in time, so the Bezin could be Mekadosh, the Yom Shloshim, then it's fine. The Moya Beinayim, Yeser Al Kain, but if it was a greater distance, Lo Yelcho. Why She'ein Eduson Acha Yom Shloshim Mo Elas? She'kvanas Abrachadish. I mean, that's in the same parak. He says the Eidus is not Morales. What do you mean the Eidus is not Morales? I mean, it is Morales. He says maybe it's not nice to come. Maybe you tell them to stay home. But it is Morales because he says later that if they come, so then they have to turn it all over. And in the Mekadosh Yom Shloshim. Okay. Now, in the very halachas of Tezvov, Tezayin, Yedzayin, Yedches. Okay, the Rambam over here worked out a very unusual shita on when Bezdin is Ma'aber Letzorach. And his case is, like we mentioned before, that after a few days, these Eidim come into Bezdin, and we're very harsh on them, we try to dissuade them, we try to confuse them, and try to scare them, and because Yetzer Shema Mubar, but then in Tezayin we say that if you can't, so then you have to go back. Hov v'niyah erech b'leilo, so you have to go back and be mekadosh. Then in Halacha Yudzayin, he says, however, im hutzrichu bezdin lohaniyah chodesh zeh me'ubo kishahoyah, kodem sheyevohu eidim elu menichim. All of a sudden, Rambam puts this in. That if there was a tzorach, some kind of a tzorach, so then, after all that they did, they have a right not to accept the Eidim and to make it mobile. I mean, sounds funny to begin with. But anyways, and then he says, V'yesh min ha-chachomim gedolim mishecholik b'dover zeh. Some of them argue on this thing, V'omer lo'olom ein ma'abrim nesacholish l'tzorach. That you never ma'abrim nesacholish l'tzorach. So therefore, he says, Hol boy the mekachin vei ma'ayin alayim. Not only not ma'aber, but he also they don't know there's no old system of being ma'ayin on the Eidim. And even if they came 4 or 5 days later, and even if it's a shmo mubar, doesn't matter. We still have to go by the regular halachas of Kiddush HaChadosh. So that's where the Rambam says that is where the machlokes is. If you ma'aber the chodesh l'tzorach, in this funny case. Are you Mabar in the case where it's Yotzo Shmo Ma'ubor, Eidim came already days later, and that is the case where the Chacham Gedolim say that you can't, and we say that you can. Okay? And then the Rambam goes on, he says, in Allah, he says, Yirali She'im Achlokas HaChachamim B'dover Zela B'Shor HaChadashim Chutz Minisim V'Tishrei O B'Eidei Nisim V'Tishrei She'bo Achar She'ovar Argol. That's where you'll have the machlokes. Shekranasa mashanasa vavas manakabonis manamodos. Because it's too late already, so either in a regular chodesh or on Nisan and Tishrei after these manamodos, that's where the machlokes is going to be. Can you be ma'ayim in such a case? I mean, can you be ma'aber letzorach in such a case? Avalum bo eidim benisan and Tishrei kodem chatzia chodesh. But if the eidim came on the months of Nisan and Tishrei before the moadim, Mekablin Edusan, they ma'ayman alayin klau. And now the Rambam adds, why? Shein ma'ayman ala edim she'ilu ala choda she'ru'u bizmano k'de labro. I mean, what is it talking? What is he bringing this for? If that's the case, so then you shouldn't do it. Then he's being machzik the shita of the Chacham Gedolim. Right? I mean, that's the statement. Ein ma'ayman ala edim she'ilu ala choda she'ru'u bizmano. He should say, not because of that, Ein Maimelein Klau, Ho Olubo Kodem, Mishum Takanas Amodos. But he quotes a general principle. Ein Maimelein Aleidim Shidul HaChodesh Arugas Manach Delay. He doesn't know that way. He doesn't know that way. He just said before, no, on the contrary. If there's a Tzorach, so then you can. So I mean, what kind of a Lashon is this? What kind of a Lashon Ram is this? Okay? And what's the machlokes? And why in such a rare case does the Rambam set up the machlokes? I mean, it sounds funny to set up machlokes in this rare case of the, where they came after 5 days. Okay? What's that? But in Perek Asiri, the Rambam says, in Perek Hamishi Aleph and Beis, so the Rambam mentions, it is well known halacha that bisman sheyesh an hedim by tzrol, so in the casual period, okay, bisman sheein san hedim by tzrol, so then you mekadosh al pi cheshbon, and he says davar zeh halacha l'mash misinayot, okay, and the Rambam says okay. The Rambam ends off and he says sometimes the molad says man chance when coming up here cheshbon that's shalom cheshbon yom and it's talking about el pam she yom she come up cheshbon ze hu yom or yo o kodem lo o achrov bayom ve ze she yel achria bayom is a pelahu o barotz shen le marat so so I mean, why does he have to be concerned about that? I mean, going by the cheshbon doesn't matter really. Why does the Rambam be concerned about it? He says, and it's outstanding if the molad is after the ria. That's an unusual case. So, I mean, what is he concerned about that? All right. And also, how do we go from the, it's a lachlo mash misinai, but we have to understand how it works. I mean, from, how do you go from one system to another system? I mean, it has to be, some kind of a concept there, what, how you could do that. Halacha must be seen as in detail of the thing, but in general it has to make sense. I mean, it has to fit in. Okay. Yeah, and the Rambam mentions Einis Kaklaria. What does it have to say Einis Kaklaria for? I mean, it's obviously going by the calendar. Okay. Okay, the Rambam in Zion Zion. So the Rambam says, Umudneimain Kovim Bechesh Ben Zeh Bimei Adu. So we have a klal, Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can't come out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. So he says, Lefisha Cheshbon Hazeh. You see, the Rambam says also in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, "Bisman shos nala riyo, when they did it on the riyo, machashim yerim shoshi iskabeitz bo hayoreach imachamo bedikto kabe." The moment of conjunction, everything when it's lined up, the moon, the sun, and the earth, right at the moment of the when it's perfectly lined up. Kederech shetz lagninin osen kidei leida. Okay, so they had to know the precisely, which means in that month, okay, because every month is not the same. Utchilas also cheshbon hu acheshbon shemachashvin also bekiruv v'yodin shas kibutzon below diktok alabama halchom ha'amtzoy hu anikra molad. He says, but the general cheshbon, we have the general calculation, so it's an average calculation, that's the 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. He says, that's not bediktuk, that's a general calculation for all the months, an average. He says, that's called molad. So when you see the molad on the calendar is calculated that way, from one month to the next. It's not in specific this month. The ikre acheshbon shemachashvim bezman she'ein shom bezin sheyikvu bo al ariyo v'hu cheshbon shenu machashvim hayom. He means the calendar, the ikre of the cheshbon of the calendar is, that's the ikre acheshbon. So you have the real absolute cheshbon, then you have the cheshbon hamtzoi, and then you have the ikre, the ikorim of the cheshbon hamtzoi on which the calendar is based. Okay? V'hu cheshbon shenu machashvim hayom hu anikra ibur. That's called ibur. Now the Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, Neimain kovin b'cheshbon zeh bimei adu. So why don't you have Rosh Hashanah come out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday? So it says, L'fi she'acheshbon hazeh, L'fi she'acheshbon hazeh, hu L'kibbutz hayareach v'ashemesh b'hiluchu ha'emtzoi. Because this cheshbon is really not an exact cheshbon, it's only an average cheshbon, a cheshbon of the average calculation of the month. Okay? Lo b'makom ha'amiti, but not where it really is at this particular time. K'mo she'adanu. L'fichach osu yom kviya v'yom d'chiya. So therefore they made one day your koveya, And one day you're not koveya. K'dei lefgoa b'yom kibbutz amiti. Ketzer. If it falls on Tuesday, so in the right time, and it's in the right time, on Tuesday, so you're koveya. If it falls on Wednesday, so you're going to be docha to Thursday. If it falls on Thursday, fine, you'll be kaveya. If it falls on Friday, you'll be doche to Shabbos. On Shabbos, if it falls, you're kaveya. If it falls on Sunday, you're doche. The Rambam found a system here. And then the last one is your kaveya. Okay. B'shen your kaveya. The Rambam found a system. If you look at it, he says there's one day on, one day off. One day on, one day off. So what did the Rambam see? Everybody else learns Lo Adu Rosh for different reasons. Because the Shana Rabbah can't fall out on Shabbos, and because Yom Kippur can't fall out on Friday. So, yeah. But the Rambam seemed to ignore that completely, and he just learns that this is some kind of a system here. And the reason for the system is that you should be pogeya, you should hit the real conjunction. And he says And the same thing is true in Loch Ches. Vikashor Arba the Chios Elu Huzer Yikashor Manu Shecheshben Azad Mahalach Amtzoy. The Raya Dover Shemol Yibaleo Shlishi V'Yitchel Chamishi. And you'll be docha the day. Yitchel Chamishi. Baleo Shlishi is Wednesday. So Yitchel Chamishi. And because can't be gevetel chamishi. Pamam rabos lo yeroi yerech b'leil chamishi v'lo b'leil shishi. Mikalal shalom eskapso hashemesh v'yerech kibbutz amiti yelo b'chamishi. So you see, so it must have been, the real conjunction must have been on the chamishi. Okay? So, yeah, so the rive...
Right?
What?
There's only the
ones only Tishrei, only Tishrei, only Tishrei. So the Ravid asks like this. He says, I don't know in astronomy, he says, but nevertheless, he says, I wasn't masakim until now, but kishepagati b'davar hazeh shekosav nifla b'einai hafla b'fella. He says v'im yeh molad bebeiz hey zayin al derech lemtzoi. Okay. Lomo lo yitchel lemocharoso el hamolad ha'amiti. You can't tell me that. You can't tell me, in other words, that this method is always going to hit. Why should it be that these days of the week are the days where it's not going to be the malach ha'amiti? Somehow these days of the week, so you have to push it off from these days to hit them the Mahal Chamiti. I mean, how do you know the Mahal Chamiti is going to come out on these days, not telling what day of the week it is? Does it make any sense? So that's what he says. L'dvar v'in roi l'kovo l'olam b'yom olado. And according to him, so you should never be commanding yom olad. What's this idea that pogeya? I mean... Pogeya. I mean, so don't. If it's wrong, it's wrong. You know, this is like a haphazard system, hit and miss. Uladvora. He says, "Yeah, I'm sorry." Umam umachota adu shelo yibo hamolul olam b'amiti. So what do I do? Sin that amiti can never hit that those days. Ulolam yitcha. Umazocha be bahaz sheyia v'lo yitcha. And then he says the real Kabbalah is the Kabbalah of Dana was because we know, because of Yom Kippur, because of Shana Rabba, right? Okay. Yeah. So we wanted to say it was the Rambam in the Rambam Perek Aleph Halachay. Ein Re'ias Hayareach Masura L'Chol Adam Kemo Shabbos Bereishis. Rambam says Shekol Echod Mona Shisho V'Shoveis Pashvi. Says the Re'ias Hayareach is not given over to everybody like Shabbos. Because Shabbos, everybody shows the Shvi. Elo le beizdin adav amasa, ad sheikachu beizdin v'yikvu oso hayom rosh chodesh, hu sheyiyeh rosh chodesh. Shenema, chodesh alachem, eidizu tiyeh mesur lachem. Okay. So the question is, what does Rambam have to bring in Shabbos here? What's the significance of Shabbos? I mean, a lot of things you do by yourself. I mean, you don't do it with the beizdin. I mean, you get up in the morning, Shachris is now be bezin. It's you convey it for yourself. So why does Rambam mention Shabbos? So what I wanted to say is like this. There really are two days that the whole Yisodei Hadas revolve around. One is Shabbos, and one is Rosh Chodesh. And they're two different systems. That the Shabbos is Bias Olam, that's Masal L'Chol Adam, but really the Kiddush HaChodesh revolves around the moment of conjunction. You see, the absolute moment of conjunction is the real Kiddush HaChodesh. And that runs straight through from the Besdin, when the Mekadosh Alpi Aria, or when you have the calendar. That is always the entity around which it revolves. Why? Because that is the Chachmas HaBriya. And that's why Beznes Mimachashev, know that moment bediktuk. He says, know that moment bediktuk. And the Ram says, Kadesh Yedu im Yira Yerechem Leira. What he means is that the Halacha brought that knowledge into play because they have to know it for the Eidah. And that's why that knowledge has a special halachic significance. But the halachic, see, the Ram doesn't mean it as a practicality. The Ram means that this was intentionally formulated that way. That the halacha formulated a system of Eidim where the Bezdin is going to have to know the exact moment of the kibbutz amiti. As Ram calls it, kibbutz amiti. Right. Right. That's what Ram says in the Kaseras. Right. Mitzvah say he umisay achas v'lachashev v'leida v'lekvor beizi on tchilas kol chavish mechot sheshama. So the mitzvah is lachashev. The mitzvah is lachashev. So what is, and that's what Rambam says, that's what Rambam means in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, that by creating the day of tviyah and a day of dechia, so now, I understand astronomically it's true that it's later than the molad, later. So that's why dechia, what the Rambam means, usually a docha. But what the Rambam means halachically as well is that when you have a day of kviya and a day of, you see, if you have only one system of kviya, so you only have one halachic yom, but if you have a system of kviya and dechia, so now you have 2 days, because when it falls on the day that you docha, so you have the actual day and the fact that it's a nidcha. So 2 days become involved halachically, okay? Like when you have a nitcha, so it means there are two halachic. When you learn the halachas of nitcha, there are two halachic phenomena. There's the day itself, and then there's the nitcha. The day plays a role sometimes. The day itself. I mean, it's not just gone. It's a system of nitcha. So what the Rambam means is that now you have 2 days, if you just had a straight system, so you only have 1 day. But if you have a day when you're koveya, and a day where you're docha, so then in those days when you're docha, you have 2 days. So therefore you have a greater chance of being pogeya in the kibbutz amiti. So what does the Rambam care about the kibbutz amiti? The answer is because the kibbutz amiti is really what the whole Rosh Chodesh revolves around. Why? Because that moment is only known by the Borei Olam. You see. And that's why it's like Maaseh Bereishis, like Shabbos. Okay? So he says, therefore you try to have it, therefore you try to have it so that the calendar still revolves around the concept of the Kibbutz Amiti. Okay, the Kibbutz Amiti. Because the Kibbutz Amiti is really that moment that only is known before the Borei Olam. That's why, because that's like Kachatzos HaLayla, Iba Chatzi HaLayla. That's like the Rambam explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das is not like ours. Ram explains in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makir Amitoso, Amito V'yodea, Amito V'yodea Oso Kamo Shehi. V'ein Yodea B'deya Shehi Chutz Mimeno, Kamo Shehono Yodem. Shein Ono V'dai Tein Echad. And then he says, Nimtza Sata Omer, Hu HaYodea Hu Yodua Hu HaDea Atzma, HaKol Echad. Okay. So really the Kiddush HaChodesh revolves around the idea of Yichud Hashem, of Yichud Hashem. And the Kibbutz HaAmiti is the recognition that only he's the Odeya with regard to the phenomena of the universe. that he knows all the particulars and every instant, and that's Goli Lefonov, and there is nothing lacking in his das, even particulars, which many philosophers held otherwise. I'm simple about it. But Yahadus laid that down as a yesod in the das. And that's why Chazal say, Rashi quotes in Vayikra, that if you keep the Mo'adim, it's like you keep Shabbos. And if you deny the Mo'adim, it's like you deny, it's like you mechal Shabbos. Rashi in Chaf Gimel Beis, Gimel. No, I'm sorry. And in Parshas Amor. Parshas Amor. In Parshas Amor, in Revi, Sheish Shem Teyas Malach of Yemeshvi Shabbos Shabbosan. Shabbos Yilad Hashem. So why does Malach Hashem start off with Shabbos? So Rashi mentions Sheish Yamim. What does that have to do with Sheish Yamim? He says, Ma'in Shabbos is Lamodos. Lamed Chosh Kol Machal is Lamodos, Ma'un Lav Kilu Chil Lesa Shabbosos. Lachol Makayim is Lamodos, Ma'un Lav Kilu Makayim is Shabbosos. Why? But it's not the same, really. Chal Shabbos is really Kof Machal Tav Kula, not Machal Lamodos, and Machal Lamos Yimos, and over here it's not Machal Lamos Yimos. But what Chazal means, what Rashi means is philosophically. Because it means both ways. That if you're Machal Lamodos, so then you deny God's omniscience. So if you deny that, there's no borrow. There's no borrow. And if you're Mekayim the Mo'ados, so then that means that you recognize Chochmas Hashem, and a person who is really Maka Chochmas Hashem, the right way, the right individual, will be able to recognize the Borei Olam. Be able to recognize that there's a Borei Olam. And that's what even though the Ram says in the Maor Nevuchim, you can't prove it, but still you see Avraham Avinu knew it from his own Chochma, and then he says it in the Yad as well. So that's the idea. So the Yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula, revolves around Kiddush HaChodesh, concept of Kiddush HaChodesh. Yedias Hashem in Kiddush HaChodesh. Yichud Hashem. So it's an interesting thing that you have two yomim, but one of them is for everybody, l'chol adam, and that's the Yom HaShabbos, and that's Mechaleh Mosimos, and there's another one which is only given over to the Sanhedrin, and we'll see why it's only given over to the Sanhedrin. Okay.
That's
the first mitzvah. Right. Yeah. That's why it's the first mitzvah. That's why Chodesh is the first mitzvah. And that's why Chazal say that Adam Arishin Tesis mentions it in Daf Ches Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. That Adam Arishin was Mekadesh HaChodesh, Mekadesh HaChodesh. So the answer is because Kiddush HaChodesh is the recognition of Yedias Hashem. Recognition of Yedias Hashem with regard to every particular of the Bria. Okay. His knowledge is absolute and on every particular. And man's knowledge can never be absolute, because no matter how perfect the methods that he uses of observation are, but they're always lack in precision. The only real knowledge is possible only for the Borei Olam, who knows the knowledge internally, so to speak, essentially. And all our knowledge as human beings is simply from the fact that we're external observers. So that could never be precise. Yeah. It's a different kind of knowledge. Okay. Yes. So that's what I'm saying. That's why it has to, because you see, the reason why that's what Ram meant in the beginning of Alach Avov, that the knowledge that the Beis Sanhedrin had was the knowledge of the kibbutz, ayurech, or hamiti. But the knowledge that they use the knowledge of the calendar, which is Tchilas Asar Cheshvan. But nevertheless, it still has to point to the ultimate kibbutz. So that's why it's worked out in a way that it'll hit it sometime. to show the recognition of it. And that's really the same concept that the...
That's only once here.
And that's the same concept that you have with regard to 2 days Rosh Chodesh, that the Shibul HaLeket mentions. That why do you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh? Because he says, it's really Yotzei Tefillah's question. Because he mentions, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he mentions from Rashi and from Rabbeinu Yeshaya, it's the Rid, that's Rishonim, that because of the fact that the real Chodesh is always going to fall, the kibbutz is always going to fall out after 29 days and 12 hours and 79 Chalakim, which is in the 30th day. But you can't be Machalik a day into two. Because therefore you take the day and you put it to the past month. But in recognition of the fact that that is the cycle, so you have the concept of the cycle is there, so therefore he says even the man of Vim, they always had 2 days of Chodesh. So the Mekadesh the first day because of the concept of the cycle, the intrinsic kibbutz, and the second day because that's the Cheshbon the calendar, because of Minyan. So there again you see the molad plays the role of the Diyas Hashem in terms of the kibbutz, in terms of the conjunction, because it all revolves around that. Yes. An absolute knowledge can only be knowledge of the Creator. Right,
right. That's the correlation.
That's correct. No, that's correct, yeah. That the absolute knowledge is only possible for the Creator, not for anybody else. Okay. Yeah, oh yeah, that's good. We'll come back to that. You remind me of that? That's a good question. Why is the pattern starting on Shlishi? Okay, it has to do with the Ram Shita. Remind me of that, okay. That's good. Yeah. That explains why the Rambam mentions the Rambam mentions in Halacha Dalet, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. Chodesh Yiyah Tisha V'Esrim, the Yira Yireach B'Lev Shloshim, Nikra Chodesh Chasar. You see? So why does the Rambam, what does it mean it's bismano? I mean, what do you mean bismano? It's always bismano. But the pshat, what it means is, where it reflects the cycle of the conjunction. You see, so if it's nira, but if it bismano is when it reflects the conjunction, because that's lel shloshim, so it reflects the cycle of 29 and a half, 7793, right? But if it's nira, so bismano is not in terms of the yireach's concern. It's in terms of where it reflects the knowledge of the cycle. You say, but if it's nira b'leli buro, so that has a different status, and that's why you're not makadosh on leli buro. You say, okay? Yeah, I mean philosophically. That's your philosophically. That the whole concept of a moed, the whole concept of a moed means where the Torah gives a person the right to be a kaveya zman, to be lefnei Hashem. So that kvias can only take place through this medium. And really the kiddush HaChodesh is only there basically for the moadim. And that we had a right from the Gemara. Right, because the Gemara says how do you know that the Bezin says Rosh Bezin says Nikudish? So the Gemara learns out by the Chavtalam Rav that Menon Emili Amar Chia Bar Gamda Amar Yes Ben Shol Amar Rav Ben Krov Edab Moshe Smoir Hashem. He comes from Rosh Bezin Amar Nikudish. Okay, V'Chol Amar Amar Nikudish Nikudish Amar Papa Amar Krosh Etikro Asam. Kori Beyatem. Okay. Nachmay Yisrama Elohim Moadoi. Heim Yomru Moadoi. Heim Yomru Moadoi. Heim Yomru Moadoi. Mekudish Mekudish. Trezin Lomali. Dechsef Mekroi Kodesh. So Mekroi Kodesh is Trezinni. But that's all on Yom Tovim, really. So what does that have to do with every Chodesh? What does that have to do with every Chodesh? And Taisa doesn't ask a question over there. But the reason is because every Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, is really there for one reason. Because without Kiddush HaChodesh, there is no concept of a Moed. It can't be create a Moed where you bow lefnei Hashem just like this. It has to be qualified with the whole philosophy of Yehadus and the Adiyas Hashem and Yichud Hashem, and then the individual in Chochmas Hashem, then the individual could be Kaveh Moed. Elohim Mardai. So the whole Kiddush HaChodesh is necessary in order to have the whole concept of Zman Moed, Lefnei Hashem. That's Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. That's the real meaning of Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. Okay. Now let's get back to the halacha of the Bezdin Mechashven. Okay, Bezdin Mechashven. Yeah. So that really is the whole system. I mean, you can look at the system over here of how the Torah set this whole thing up. I mean, in terms of how it was brought into the halacha. See how it's brought into halacha. In other words, that because Bezdin has to be involved in Kiddush HaChodesh, halachically, so you see the Chazal say that one of the Devarim, one of the three things that Moshe was in Skasha by him was the Kiddush HaLevana. He didn't know. He couldn't figure it out until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kazer Rei V'Kadosh. So what does it mean, Kazer Rei V'Kadosh? I mean, everybody could see that. I mean, there wasn't a specific Re'iyah, I mean, otherwise you couldn't do it besides, you didn't have that Re'iyah. But what it means was he could not figure out the mitzvah, because the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Kiddush HaChodesh is a moment, an astronomical moment. When are you, how are you Mekadosh? I mean, how is Klal Yisrael supposed to be Mekadosh? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him two things. He told him what the halachic entity is, Kazer Rei V'Kadosh. And he gave him the Sotah Yibor. So the Rambam says in Pirshei Mishnayos. Because those two things together form the whole Kiddush HaChodesh, which means the Yediyah and the halachic entity of the Chodesh, of the Rias HaLevana itself, which we're going to come to now halachically to see how it expresses itself. Okay? All right. So, the Rambam we mentioned has two times Bezdin Mechashven. Bezdin Mechashven Mechashbonus Kederach Shemachashven Vestagninim, Sheyodim Mekomos HaKochav Mahalchom, that's in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. And then again, he comes back in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet Bezdin Mechashven. Okay? And what's the difference between the two? So we said, basically the Rambam says, in the end of Hilchos, Gershon, that's a Gershon? Okay, and then there's Gershon. Yes. I guess when it means B'mari and Afur. So it means it was B'mari and Afur. That was the B'mari and Afur was the Dmus Alavana, was the Kazer Rei V'Kadosh. The B'mari and Afur included more than just a picture. Yeah. The B'mari and Afur was the whole Sotah Yibor. So the Rambam says in the end of those Gershon, the Rambam mentions Allah Chavtes. Perek Yigun Allah Chavtes. Al Yikshe Beinecha Sheitir Chacham Ha'er VaChamura BeEdus Isha Oevet O Shivcha O Rakum A Mesich Futumo. How could you have these people with Edom? Edom Pi Edom Pi Eksav Belod Vishva Hakira Shlo Ekpida Torah Ala Odesh Ne Edom Usho Mishpat HaEdus Ela Bedova Sheina To Yochal Lamar Al Buri Ol Mipi O Edom U BeEduson Kigan Sheidu Sheze Horeg O Sheze Hilva Ezeh Aval Dover Shef Shalamar al Buya Shalomi Pido Ereze, Vaina Ereze Yachali Shamait, and Mena Dover Emes, so it doesn't stem from him. and he can't defend it. There's no way he could defend it, so he has no... It's not something which he produces as an entity of Chefza Shel Haggadah, nor is it something that he could defend, so it has nothing to do with him. So that's not Eidus. So the Rambam says, that's why the Chum Mekel. So it's clear from the Rambam that something that's Goli V'yadul HaKol, there's no din of Eid. So the question is, I mean, over here, Ein Loch Dover Goli V'yadul HaKol Yosef Yerias Erech, I mean, the Mishnah, Nir Ba'olu. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says that there's one mandama that holds that you can't be, on the contrary, you can be ma'ayim aleidim if there's no riyah on the 29th, but you can't do the opposite way. You can't be ma'ayim aleidim when there was a riyah not to testify. Why? Because the Gemara says that it's a... What? Mechzik Shikra. So Rashi says, everybody saw it. Let's go with the Dovah Kol. So how could you have a Haggadah Seidus over here, where it's a Dovah Goli V'yadul HaKol, the moon is visible, it's clear, everybody sees it. There's no din of Eid over here. So the answer is that's what the Rambam is saying, really, in Perek Beis. You see, in Perek Aleph, he's telling you the mitzvah on the Bezin to be Mechashev. But in Perek Beis, what he's telling you is the fact that the whole Haggadah Seidus is only Haggadah Seidus because the nature of the halachic structure over here, which is unique pattern of halachic structure, and that is that Bezdin is, you see, there's a Bezdin is Mechashev. There's another point there. Why does Bezdin have to be Mechashev so much in order to know if the Eidim are telling the truth? There's no halacha in general. It's true. Ram Menucha Sanhedrin and Perek Beis mentions that Sanhedrin have to be Chachamim and have to know Mitzas Chachmas. But he doesn't, Mitzas Chachmas, he doesn't say they have to be masters, and he doesn't have to know to be done, for instance, they have to know astronomy, they'll be done the astrologists and the Kishuf and these other things. But never do you find that Bezdin has to be an expert to find that Fenega is going to become an expert in every field. I mean, that's a Dovah Sheyefsha. You understand yourself? We have a Cheskes Kashis and a line of the Edom. So why over here do we require such precise astronomical knowledge in order to determine whether the Edom are? Why does Bezdin have to go that far here? But the answer is because that's the whole concept of the Haggadah Seidus over here. The Haggadah Seidus is not that the Edom are creating a Chefza Shel Haggadah, that Bezdin needs them to tell them whether the moon is out or not. But they're not there just to give information. I got to say this. But the role of the Edom is really one thing. The halacha really is on Bezdin L'chashev. That's the essence of the mitzvah. L'chashev L'leda. And L'chashev L'leda. But the halacha is that, and how are they koveya l'chodesh? With the knowledge. With the idea. But there's one thing. The idea requires corroboration. So whenever you require corroboration, so the vehicle of corroboration is the vehicle of Kol HaTorah Kulo, which is Edom, you see. So the Haggadah Seidus over here is a completely different Haggadah Seidus. It's not Haggadah Seidus where the Edom are creating a testimony before the Bezdin, the Chefza Shel Haggadah. What the Edom are doing is there's simply a kiyum, a qualification in the Yediyas HaBezdin and the Gavra, the Yediyas HaBezdin and the Gavra of the Bezdin is the Mekadosh. Okay? That's why it's Masal Lacham. But that's what the Rambam means in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. That Bezdin Mechashvim Medrochim Sheish Tagdini Mechashvim. And then he goes through further, Ketzer Risam, and he says, In Nimtzu Devrayim Mechuvonim Lamashe Noda Becheshmin Mekablam Asam. So over here the Mechuvonim is against the Das Bezdin. Because the Haggadah Seidus is simply the way the Halacha, the way the Halacha structured it was, that it's essentially Yedias Hadayanim. But Yedias Hadayanim can't make out of Shacharish. I mean, you have to have a Bezdin. Because you have to have a Bezdin, the function of a Bezdin, a Gavra of a Bezdin. So the Halacha demanded that this Yediyah require external verification. So verification is through the Edom. So that's where the Edom enter into the picture, and that's where the Bezdin, Kabbalah Seidus, and that's what involves the Gavra of the Bezdin, and it becomes the function of the Bezdin. But the Mekadesh is really the Das of the Bezdin. That's the Mekadesh, because that's the essence of the whole Kiddush HaKadosh. Okay? So that's why it's no sin wrong. The Rambam says, Din Torah Shein Ma'ad Hashem Adaktikim Be'edus HaKadosh. What he means is, why? He says, Shafilu, he says, why? Lefikachay Be'ashon Ma'kav Be'edus HaKadosh Mikol Adam Yisrael Shekol Yisrael B'cheskes Kashrus. So he means, there's no need to be medaktik in the Gavra of the Eid. Because where the Gavra of the, where the Edom produce a Chefza, Shel HaGoda, that has to be known before the Bezdin. So, of course, after the Doctor and the Gavra. I mean, the whole thing, the whole reality that exists before the Bezdin wouldn't exist without these people. So, naturally, I mean, you have to be Chok of Adarish, the Edom themselves. But where they aren't producing anything. So, there's no reality that they're producing. The reality already exists in the Das Bezdin. The only thing they're doing is the corroboration. So we don't have to be medaktik, we don't have to be medaktik in such a gavra, you see. But where the Rambam says before that you have to be doresh, midaraisa, she yidrishu sa'idim at sheikasha sa'chodesh, over there the Rambam is talking about the drisha v'chakira means mechuvanim. So there's two mechuvanim. There's mechuvanim and drisha v'chakira, one aid against the other. And then there's mechuvanim in drisha v'chakira over here by us, which is the Edim against the Das of the Bezdin. Okay? That's a different Drisha V'Chakira. That Drisha V'Chakira is Medaraisa, the Ram says. But the other Drisha V'Chakira is not Medaraisa, because ain't Medaktik in Beidusin. There's no need to be Medaktik, because they're not producing in front of Bezdin any Chefza Shalagada. Okay? If you take a look at the Pirush Mishnayos, take a look at the old Pirush Mishnayos. So the old Pirush Mishnayos that we have in our Gemaras, so over there, he has an interesting edition that you don't have. If you look at Kafach's edition, so you'll see he took it out and he put on the bottom a footnote that he doesn't know why the one who was Mefarish, the Nitfas, that's the one we have, why he added these words. See, so if you take a look at this, he says, they may, in our guess, it's on Perichini, Pirush Mishnayos, they may idu edus mechuvenes, l'masha tischaye v'atachuna, pasku keidusam, u'kemosha choshvu abezden mikodem, kemosha b'yanu. Amazing. So Kafach says, he doesn't know why he added that in there. But the truth of the matter is, he added in because the one that wrote the Pirush Mishnayos understood the idea. And he added it in because he understood the Rambam. It's an interesting thing. So you see, you can't just throw away an old Yisra. Yeah. Kamosha Chashu Abezdin Mikodem. It means that the whole Agoda, because he says, Al Pitchone, he says, then he adds this thing. It's not necessary. It doesn't really add anything to what he's saying. But the reason is because he's explaining the idea. Kamosha Chashu Abezdin Mikodem means that the Agoda Seidus is a kingdom in the Das Bezdin. Okay, and the Das Bezdin is really the Kovea. Yes. Oh, yeah, you have Mechashev v'Shlosha, that proves that the Cheshbon itself is part of the essence of the thing. But you can't have a Yeshiva's Bezdin if there's not going to be any Edom. I mean, there's no, in other words, what's Mitzarev. The whole picture, I mean, is put together in a marvelous way. The whole picture is that the Edom, because it's really the essence is the knowledge. And the halacha put it together in a way that you need a reassertion to corroborate the knowledge, and that brings the whole bezdin into the picture, and that's creates the bezdin that's yoshev and machashev, and that's why it has a din of bezdin, because there's a kabbalah seidus. But if it would never be followed by kabbalah seidus, the whole bezdin, the whole chishuv would be nothing. So it would just be people thinking. But because it's part of the din to be machashev, because they have to see whether the Edim are in conformity with their cheshbon, So that makes the whole cheshbon a part of the yeshiva's bezin. That's why the cheshbon has a din of yeshiva's bezin. If there were no Edom, if Edom didn't have to corroborate the cheshbon, so then there would be no, the yeshiva's bezin would be nothing. I mean, they're just sitting and thinking. Wouldn't have any halachic significance. Okay? That's correct. That's the halachic limit. That's correct. And the Kiddush HaChodesh is the same thing, the same principle of Yediyah, but now revolves around the cheshbon HaMitzoi. But that's what the Rambam insists on in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there is a Gavra HaMakadosh. It's not just that everybody's looking at the calendar themselves like it's the Yom HaShabbos and find out which day Yontif is. That's Shabbos. But Yontif, it can't be that way. So the Rambam is so against that idea. He goes out of his way to uproot that idea. You should not think. You look at the calendar and you know when Yontif is. Because that would be like saying if you're following a cheshbon of one of the, just like you follow Yom HaShvi'i. But the whole concept of Rosh Chodesh is really not that way. It's that it's totally in a gavur of chachma, of bezdin. And bezman hazeh, so the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai says, even though there's, that's what you need halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it's exceptional. Of course, there's a gavra, even though there's no Kabbalah Seder. But bezman sheyeshom Sanhedrin, so then, so then the Sanhedrin becomes engaged by the Kabbalah Seder. I mean, that's in a normal way. But that's the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But the gavra that's mekadesh is, it always has to be mekadesh is sro of asmanim. It has to be a gavra. That's what the Rambam really is trying to say in Sefer Mitzvahs. That even bezman hazeh is a gavra. Let me just answer the question of the zomnim. Okay? So the Rambam says, she'afilu kishas chodesh al pi edim v'nimtzu zomnim v'beidusan arezim akudesh. Why does the Rambam mention zomnim? It's not accidental. Because really, the Rambam later says that if you have zomnim can be trouble. So you ma'ayim on them. So you see that it can be mazim the Edom. But the thing is like this, that where it's over there is before Kiddush HaChodesh. So before Kiddush HaChodesh, we have a gavra of an aid, so you can be mazim the Edom. But after the Kiddush HaChodesh, you can't be mazim, because you can only be mazim ordinarily where there's a cheftza shel agada ordinarily. The Edom present to the Bezna cheftza shel agada, and they stand behind that. They stand behind that agada. So whereas a cheftza shel agada, he could always be mazim. But over here, once there is the agada and there's the corroboration of the bezdin, of the das bezdin, so now there's no more agada anymore. There's no cheftza shel agada over here. So that's why there's no azoma after this kiddush. And that's what the Rama means. That's what the Rama mentions, the din of azoma, to show you that it's a diff. That's why in the doctor can be dusan. You're not a doctor can be dusan. Why? Because of the fact that this is not an ordinary case where there's a cheftza shel agada, but it's simply a kiyum in the das bezdin. And since it's a kiyum in the das bezdin, so once the agada was given, that's it. That's it. Now the bezdin is qualified, and there's no more reality. It doesn't exist as a separate entity of reality where you need shnei edim to support it. Okay. Okay. So that answers this. Yeah, and that's why in Beis Vav also, that's what he's saying in Beis Vav. He's saying that if the Edom come and they say and they saw it in two times that are impossible to see, so they saw it in the morning, they saw the old one in the morning and the new one at nighttime. So the Rambam says that we the Nemonim and Mekachim al Riazu. Why I the Tarta de Sasri? So he says Ein Niskokim L'Riyas Shachris. So he means because the only Riyah that we have to be concerned about is a kiyum in the bezdin. So if it's a kiyum in the if they had a producer cheftza shel agada, so this would never work. This never stand. But why should say they were right here, they're wrong here? Okay, one of them has to be real, one of them has to be wrong. So, but since the halacha is that it's a kiyum in the das bezdin, it's a verification of the das bezdin. So therefore, the only agada that has halachic validity is the one of Riyah Shalilah. So that's the only one that's nitfas. Maybe you'll say that we have a raya that they're shakronim. That the Rambam says you don't have a raya. Why? Because maybe they saw a cloud. You see? That's what the Rambam has.
That's why it's two separate things, because the second issue is the concern of
Separate concern. Separate concern. Maybe you'll say that that's the right of the liars. No, you have the right of the liars. And the only Haggadah that's nitfas in halacha is only the Haggadah's Laila. The Haggadah's Yom is not nitfas in halacha. So now the question is, does Haggadah's Yom show that they're liars? Oh, that is possible they saw a cloud. That's wrong, okay? Okay, so the yisod that we'll lay down is that the Kiddush HaChodesh relates to not that which the Eidim say, but that's just a reflection of the absolute moment of conjunction, which is known only before the Bar Yalom. And what we're going to do is take the Tesfis on Daf Yiram Beis in Sanhedrin. Okay, Tesfis Yiram Beis in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara is like this. The Gemara is all shakla v'tari on Kiddush Chodesh, that Yiram Beis in Sanhedrin. I'm not going to go into the Gemaras. But the Gemara says... The Gemara quotes Rabbi Elazar HaTzadok Shita. Rabbi Elazar HaTzadok Omer, in lo nira bismano ein mekachin aso. Shekvar kachu bashamayim. Okay. So Rashi says, Bezin shalamaylo me esmo. Okay. So, Bezin shalamaylo me esmo. That means yesterday, at the moment, with the absolute moment, so Kachur Shemayim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Makadosh already. So Tosfos quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, the Bezin Shemayim Mekachin Osola Olam B'Shas HaMolad. That's Tosfos. So you see, the real Kiddush HaChodesh, the real Kiddush Shemayim, is B'Shas HaMolad, the moment of conjunction, that absolute moment. So the Yesh Mefarshim says that it's always Kachur Shemayim. It's always Kachur Shemayim. So, which is precisely what we're saying. But now Tosfos goes on, and he says like this. Tosfos says, Ein Nira. He says, why? Dim Kain Bizmano Nami Kvar Kachur Shemayim. So Tosfos says, Tosfos bothered a problem. Because if you're going to say Kachur Shemayim, that's the real Kiddush, and you're always going to say always, it's always Kachur Shemayim, so what do we do? It's always Kachur Shemayim. So, I mean, what's our role? So Tosfos says, Elanir Kipirsha Kuntris, this Pirsha Kuntris we don't have. We have the Pirsha Kuntris which really is in line with the Yesh Mefarshim. That Kachur Shemayim Esmo means the moment when it took place, the absolute moment, the moment of the Molad, you see. But Tosfos has another Pirsha Kuntris. I believe that the Maharsha says he doesn't know where it is. But anyways, the Tosfos quotes Pirsha Kuntris. The Perek Beis de Rosh Hashanah. The Biyom Shloshim, interesting Tosfos. Biyom Shloshim Amtinin Bezin Shel Milo with Bezin Shel Mata. Okay. So on Yom Shloshim, because Tosfos bothered the problem. But if you're going to say Kachur Shemayim, so then what do we do? There's nothing left to do. I mean, that's why Tosfos Lamp Shot in the Gemara. Okay, we have to answer what the Yesh Mefarshim holds with this problem. But meantime, Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos says the biyom shloshim amtinin bezin shel milo le bezin shel mata shemo yabru. Okay, so the bezin shel milo waits for the bezin shel mata because the bezin shel mata shemo yabru. Avol yom shloshim ve'echod she'i efshir shelo yikachu hayom. Mekachin also b'shamayim, okay, min hashachar, okay, min hashachar. So Tosfos learns different pshat in the bezin shel milo. Not the bezin shel milo is mekadesh in the moment of the mola, like the Yesh Mefarshim say, but in min hashachar. Why? And then he says like this. So v'hodom b'yishalmi. Rova bar Zavda b'shem Rav Taimad Rav Elazar HaTzadok b'shel she bezin shel milo roen she mekachin oso mekachin hein. So it's mashma that what? Yesh el yashva kapirsha kunchas lo kapirsh. B'shoah shel bezin shel amayla roen shein mekachin osom malamato b'yom lamed mekachin osom heim min aboker b'yom lamed aleph. V'ein kan sofek devada yikva yom. Or devada yikva yom. Okay? Yeah. So what Tais is saying is like this. That the pshat is that Bezin Shel Milo always waits to see if Bezin Shel Mata will be Mekadesh. That's on Yom Shloshim. But then if they see that the Bezin Shel Mata is not Mekadesh, so then what do? So they're Mekadesh Min HaBoker, because there's nothing more to wait. Because there's nothing more to wait, because Vare Yikachu Hayom. So it takes me is like this. That, see, Tesis doesn't disagree in principle. What do we need the Bezin Shel Milo for? You see? So Tesis holds also, it's all under the Rishus of the Bezin Shel Milo. That's what Tesis is saying. So Tesis shows the role, it's the Machlokes in Tesis and Yesh Mefarshim, is what is the role of the Bezin Shel Milo. So the Yesh Mefarshim says the role of Bezin Shel Milo is it's always Mekadesh. Always Mekadesh. But Taisha says, no, the role of the Bezin Shel Milo is that they hold the Rishus. They hold the Rishus. And there's no same Rishus for the Bezin Shel Mata. It's under the Rishus of the Bezin Shel Milo. So the Bezin Shel Milo waits, because it's no say punim, so to speak, to the Bezin Shel. It gives the Bezin Shel Mata a Rishus, because man has to operate with halacha. But it's the only reason that the Bezin Shel Mata could be Mekadesh is because the Bezin Shel Milo gives them Rishus and waits. And says, okay, you go first. So if the Bezin Shel Mata is Mekadesh, so the Kiddush is Birshus Hamtonas Bezin Shel Milo, you see. But then Tais says, but once the Bezin Shel Milo sees that the Bezin Shel Mata is not going to be Mekadesh, so then it's Mekadesh Min HaShachar, because now there's nothing to wait for. You see, in other words, I guess, if it's an event, so Bezin Shel Milo awaits the event of the Bezin Shel Mata. But once there's no event anymore, there's nothing to wait. So the Bezin Shel Milo is Mekadesh right away Min HaShachar. You see? You follow that's what they're saying. That if it's, in other words, the concept of Hamtona, of waiting, is only possible if there's an event. So if there's an event, which is the event? The event is the Kiddush of Bezin Shel Mata. So if there's going to be an event of Bezin being Mekadesh Lamata, so the Bezin Shel Lamaila, so to speak, is no saying Rishus to the Bezin Shel Mata, and says, okay, Bezin Shel Mata has a right to Mekadesh. So the Bezin Shel Lamaila gives Rishus for the Bezin Shel Mata, and it awaits to endorse the Kiddush, to give Rishus to the Kiddush of Bezin Shel Mata, and to endorse the Kiddush. But once Bezin Shel Mata is not going to do anything, because they can't really do Mekadesh in the proper way, Al-Pi-O-Ria, so then it's just a matter of fact that the Yom Shloshim Vecher is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So there's no Hamtana anymore. You see, the Hamtana, what Tais is saying is that the Hamtana is to give Rishus to the Bezin Shel Mata, so the Kiddush of the Bezin Shel Mata should be Birshus HaMacha. You see. So that's if the Mekadesh Bizmano Biyom Shloshim. Okay. So therefore, the Bezin Shel Milo is Mamten, so to speak, for the Bezin Shel Mata, and to see if they can really Mekayim the Mitzvah, Kitikuna, the whole Pratel V'dikto Keho, and engaged in the Chachmas Hashem and in the whole halachic system, and the Bezin should do it according to the way they're supposed to, in the proper way. So Bezin Shel Milo gives Rishus to the Bezin Shel Mata, and it waits to the Kiddush. And if they're Mekadesh, so they endorse Bezen Shalmaila, so to speak, endorses the Kiddush of the Bezen Shalmaila. But once that's not possible anymore, so now it's just a matter of the date. There's nothing to wait. Bezen Shalmaila knows it's going to be today, so it's Mekadosh immediately. You see? That's the way Tosfos learns. Okay.
Bezen Shalmaila can't be Mekadosh at night.
No, because Tosfos doesn't hold that the Bezen Shalmaila is Mekadosh the moment, like Rashi. Doesn't hold that way. Tosfos holds that the Bezen Shalmaila completely gives reshus to the Bezen Shalmaila. Everything's under the Bezen Shalmaila. But it's under the Bezen Shalmaila in terms of practicality, in terms of effectuating the Kiddush. But in terms of the who is really in charge, it's only the Bezen Shalmaila. But what? It's authorized, exactly. It's authorized by the Bezen Shalmaila. But whatever we do, Lamato, is authorized by the Bezen Shalmaila. That's the way Tosfos learns, yes?
Of course.
Okay. So Tosfos, you see, Tosfos learns the role of the Bezen Shalmaila. Tosfos doesn't want to learn that the role of the Bezen Shalmaila is Mekadosh the moment, the absolute moment. Because then you're going to have a problem, so why isn't Bezen Shalmaila always Mekadosh the moment? Okay? You see? So Tosfos learns that it's all the whole system is that it's Mosur LeBezen Shalmaila. Okay? So the whole system is Mosur LeBezen Shalmaila, but there are two forms to the Mesira LeBezen Shalmaila. One form is that the Bezen Shalmaila awaits the real Kiddush of the Bezen Shalmaila, where they could do a Kilchaso, Kitzuraso. And that's the ultimate Kiddush Shem Shemayim, the Kiddush HaChodesh. And it's authorized by the Bezen Shalmaila. And the Bezen Shalmaila gives reshus and waits. But if they do it, so it has the authorization and the endorsement of the Bezen Shalmaila. Okay? But if they don't, so then it's just going to be, Bezen Shalmaila is just going to be Ma'aber. So there's not going to be a real Kiddush. So Bezen Shalmaila doesn't have to wait to endorse. It knows that it endorses immediately. It endorses immediately because this day, there's no Maisa Kiddush that it's awaiting to endorse. It's just a fact that the Bezen Shalmaila is going to be Mekadosh Chodesh. So that's just a fact. So Bezen Shalmaila knows right away. So it's Mekadosh Menabaka. Okay? That's what Tosfos learns. Yes? In other words, let me just finish. In other words, what Tosfos is saying is that everything's authorized by the Bezen Shalmaila. But there are two procedures that are completely qualitatively differentiated, and there's two qualitatively differentiated endorsements. You see? The real Kiddush of the Bezen Shalmaila, which is the true Kiddush HaChodesh, that the Bezen Shalmaila waits and gives reshus for the Bezen Shalmaila to accomplish, and when it accomplishes it, it endorses the Kiddush. But when Bezen Shalmaila can't be Mekadosh anymore, it's just a matter of Kviyas HaChodesh, it's a different kind of Kiddush, and Kviyas HaChodesh is nothing to wait for. You see, the Bezen Shalmaila knows that today they're going to be Kaveh, so the Bezen Shalmaila immediately, Menashachar, immediately is Mekadosh, yes. In other words, the Kiddush on the 31st is a different kind of Kiddush. It's a Kiddush of Kviyas. So the reason why they don't wait for the Bezen Shalmaila, there's nothing to wait for in a Kiddush of Kviyas. Kiddush of Kviyas, so Bezen Shalmaila knows that it's Kavua, so the Bezen Shalmaila is Mekadosh. Okay? But in a Kiddush Shalmaisa, Shalasiya, so there, that's the real Kiddush, so then the Bezen Shalmaila awaits to see if they will do this real Kiddush and gives them reshus, and then it endorses the Kiddush. But in a Kiddush Shel Kviyus, which is on the 31st, so that kind of a Kiddush, it's not after the Bezen Shalmaila should wait for this Kiddush. It's simply a Kiddush of Kviyus, and Bezen Shalmaila knows the Kviyus, so it has to be Kavura. So Bezen Shalmaila says Mekudish. Okay? So Bezen Shalmaila says Mekudish. But at any rate, but from Tosfos, yes, go ahead. So, but the point of the Tosfos is that you see that the whole institution of Kiddush HaChodesh can't take place al yidei adam. That's what Taisus is saying. That the whole institution of Kiddush, and even the Kiddush of Ibur, according to Taisus, can take place through the Bezin Shalmata. It must be only with the Rishus of the Bezin Shalmailo. So that's why when the Mekadesh Bismano, so the Bezin Shalmailo waits for the Bezin Shalmata to perform the Mitzvah Kiddush Kol Chasa, and it doesn't do anything. It gives them the opportunity. And once the Mekadesh, it endorses the Kiddush. But in the Kiddush Yol Kviyus, which is just a matter of Kviyus Hayom, there's no event, so there the Bezin Shalmailo can't wait. So therefore, it's not Kvod Shemayim to say that they're going to wait for them to announce it. I mean, the Bezin Shalmailo knows there's going to be a day. So therefore, the Bezin Shalmailo's Mekadesh, and Bezin Shalmata has no Rishus anymore to be Mekadesh. That's the way Taisus learns. The Rishus is removed if it's Kechu Shemayim. It is Kishu Shemayim. That's the Pshat Taisus. But at any rate, but from Taisus you see one thing. I mean, you see one yesod, no matter how you learn, whether you learn like the Yesh Mefarshim or you learn like Taisus, even according to Taisus, the whole institution of Kiddush HaChodesh is an institution of the real Mekadesh, which is the Kiddush Shemayim. That's the real Kiddush. And Odom's role is only, even according to Taisus, is only because they're notal Rishus. The Bezin Shalmailo gives them Rishus to be Mekadesh. But the whole institution is really a metaphysical institution of Kiddush Shamayim, which was given to us Bershus, but it's only Bershus. It's only Bershus. That's what Taisus is saying. That's Taisus' job. Now what about the Yesh Mefarshim? The Yesh Mefarshim holds that it's always Kiddush Shamayim, that there's always a real Kiddush Lifnei Hashem, every time. So Bismano. So the answer is the Yesh Mefarshim hold that if it's done Bismano, according to the Chachma of the Sanhedrin, who are engaged in Chachmas Hashem, then they have a makir to announce the Kiddush Shemayim. You see, if they're engaged in Chachmas Hashem and they are zocha to be mekadesh kilchasa, so then they merely announce the Kiddush Shemayim. But they can only announce the Kiddush Shemayim if they do it through the vehicle of Bezdin Mechashvin, Kedershes, Dagdina Mechashvin, and they have the Yedias HaChachma, and the Yedias Hashem, and the whole metaphysical institution of Kiddush HaChodesh, which really are all the Yesod Yados, really, all the Yesod Yados at Tliyamba, is then they have a matir to announce the Kiddush Shemayim. That's the Yesh Mefarshim. Okay. Yeah, because in other words, like this, the Shekvar, it's always Kitchu Shemayim. But when do you have a matir to announce the Kiddush Shemayim, to play a role in reflecting the Kiddush Shemayim? When do you have a matir? You only have a matir if you engage in the system of Chachmas Hashem and Yesod Yados. Then you have a matir. But otherwise, Kfar Kishu Shemayim, who are we? We have no right to say anything. There's no matter anymore. You see? Excuse me? In other words, I mean, that's the whole point over here. That the calculation has to be not just a calculation. It's a calculation which is within the framework of the halachic system, which operates according, which is protected, so to speak, and created in a way that this is the Yesod Yados, and it's carried out kilchasa. If it's not carried out kilchasa, you have no matir. So then we say, Kishu Shemayim. Kodesh Baruch was Mekadesh HaKodesh. And that's it. That's why we can't say Mekodesh Mekodesh. That's the Yesh Mefarshim. Yes. That's correct. And that's why you have Machlekes Tanayim over here, Menachotza LaKotza. Because of the Yesod. You see, Rav Shimon, who's Shimon? Sorry. Yeah, that's really Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Omer, Ben Kach U Ben Kach Ein Mekachin Aso. Shenema, V'kidashtem Es Shnasa Chamishim Shono. Shonim Ata Mekadosh, V'i Ata Mekadosh Chodashim. You have no right to Mekadosh Chodashim. So what did Rabbi Elazar of Shimon hold? Rabbi Elazar of Shimon hold the whole Kiddush HaChodesh is only Kiddush, only the Boreal want to be Mekadosh. And man has no right to be Mekadosh. So what does man do? So the Sanhedrin convenes, and they're Osik and Chochma, and they're Makabal the Edus, but to say Mekudish, they can't. They have no right to say. They have no matter. They can't say Mekudish. It's always Kitchul Shemayim. That's Rabbi Elazar. The Yesh Mahar Farshim's chat is really, they're a very deep chat. I mean, it seems to me that that's the Rambam's chat. Rambam is really fits in line beautifully with the Yesh Mepharshim. So the so the answer, what's the answer? There's only one answer. What's the answer? The answer is that Shita holds that it's always Kitchul Shamayim, and there's always a Mater, and Bezin itself, the Gavra of Bezin is the Mater. The Mater is the Gavra of Bezin, and why is it the Mater? Because they hold that it's not totally in this Maisa Kiddush. See, that's the Machlokes Tanoim. That according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok, the Matir is the very engaging of the Bezdin in the act of Mechashvin and Yedias Hashem and the Yisrael Yados, the engaging in all the halachos and in all the chachma is the Matir. Tanakama holds is like this. The Tanakama holds, that's true, that is the Matir. You can't get away from that. That is the Matir. But this Matir doesn't have to take place every time. The Matir endows the Gavra of the Bezin with Rishus. So this time they couldn't do it, they still have the Matir. Because it is the same Gavra of Bezin. It's the same Gavra of Bezin. But if they would never have the system where they can be Mekadosh al pi Chachma, so then they can never say Mekadosh. But since they have the system endows the Gavra of Bezin with the right, with the Matir, to be Mekadosh. That's the Machlokes. Okay? Even according to Shitas HaTosfos, it's a different working out of the system. But the idea of Kiddush HaMayim is Yesod. And you see the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself, you know, if you take a look at the Rambam, the very first Rambam. So why does the Rambam have to mention? Usually the Rambam doesn't mention like Divrei HaGadol. I mean, in the end he mentions a lot of times Divrei HaGadol, not in the beginning. But over here the Rambam says, Chodshi Hashana in Chodshi Alavona, Shenema Olas Chodesh B'Chodshi, V'Nema Chodesh Zeh Lechem Rosh Chodoshim. Kach Amr Chachomim, Her Olo HaKodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe B'Mari HaNavua, D'Mus Levona, V'Amalo Kezei Rei Rechodesh. Because this mitzvah is totally in the Yisod of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. And all the Yisod Yados are wrapped up into this mitzvah. Okay? Yeah. Plima holds like this. Plima holds that the Bezin Shalmata is never Mekadosh. There's no concept like that. Bezin Shalmata, there's no Rishus. Because this is Kiddush HaMayim. It's Kiddush HaMayim, we have no role. So what is Mekudosh? Mekudosh is chizuk. Chizuk. It's just chizuk. So when you have the whole system of the Edom and the Chachmas Bezdin and the Kabbalah Seidus and the role of Bezdin, which expresses Chachmas Hashem, there's nothing to be mechazik. There's nothing to be mechazik. There's nothing to say. That's it. It speaks for itself. But where we can't be involved, we don't have the opportunity to be involved in Chachmas Hashem. We're involved in Chachmas Hashem, we just do what we can in Chachmas Hashem, and we can't say anymore. That's it. There's nothing more to say. So, Kolam Osagoria. But over here, where we can't be involved in Chachmas Hashem, so we simply say, whatever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. It's Mechazik, the fact that there was a Kiddush. It was a Kiddush. That's what Pino says.
So
That's correct. Well, Plimo's idea was that the Kurdish Mekudesh is only physics. That's always in its physics. So where it's muchach mitocho, physics is no good. But where it's not, so you have to be machazik. So machazik, so then we say Mekudesh. That's
right. You're not hitting the mark.
And me, according to them, means Mekadesh Yisrael means that without the Kedusha of Bezdin Machashrin and the whole system of the of Kiddush HaChadosh, there would be no Chadosh. That's what it means. It means without the Kedusha of Yisrael, that they're involved in Chachmas Hashem with the proper understanding of Chachmas Hashem, then there wouldn't be any Chadoshim. The Kaddish Yisrael is because of Kedushas Yisrael that the Chadoshim are, that the Chadoshim exist. That's the Kaddish Yisrael. And maybe I mentioned before, I'll mention it again, that the corroboration of the Eidim, you see, that's what the Rambam means. He says it many times. You go through the Rambam, he says it many times. But the Perek Shishi, for instance, does man shos no rio machashmim yodim shor she is kabeis bo hayareach emachama bedikto karbe. That means the moment of conjunction, you see. Kederach shes like nina nosen, kedei leida im yeroa hayareach im lo yeroa. Because the link, see, the link is in terms of Yeroah HaYereach and Lo Yeroah, because that's why the Agudah say this is a corroboration. But the real Kiyum is the idea of the Kibbutz Amiti. You see? But the Torah wanted had to bring in the idea of the Kibbutz Amiti into the system. So how to do this? In order to know if Yeroah HaYereach and Lo Yeroah, so you have to really know precisely Kibbutz Amiti. So the Kibbutz Amiti is the real Kiddush. But the Kibbutz Amiti is necessary in order to have the Eidim, and that's where the Eidim come in, and they corroborate the Idias HaBezdin, which Idias HaBezdin? The Idias HaBezdin of the Kibbutz Amiti. That's what it corroborates, you see? But the Halacha worked it out in a way that there is an experimental component, so to speak, that is a result, you see, of the true idea. And that experimental phenomenon is corroborated by the Eidim, and that corroborates the whole system. But the real kiyum is the idea of the Kibbutz Amiti. That's why you need the whole thing. Okay, that's why Bezdin Machashrin, because actually it's like Nino Machashrin. Okay. Right. Yes. Exactly. That's what I want to show you, that the Kibbutz Amiti is behind the whole thing, and that's the Molad. That's the Kitchu Shemayim of the Molad. That's why we announced the Midrash to announce the Molad in Shul. Because everything, and even Bizman said that we use the calendar, it's always the idea of the Kibbutz Amiti. That's at the center of the whole halachic system. Okay. The Yesodi Ados that we mentioned some before, but the Yesodi Ados really are the fact that the Yedias Hashem, first and primary, the idea of the Borei Olam through Kiddush HaChodesh, okay, and of course Hamonas HaYichud. Because his das and our das are different, and he is the only one that has the real idea. And our das is nothing, ke'efes or ke'ayin, because we're only external grapplers with something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to participate to some minimal degree in Chachmas Hashem. But, and that's the true idea of the Hamonas HaYichud. That our knowledge is basically nothing. Kefes akayin. I mean, we try with Mefeb Einstein mentioned, with the crude abilities to perceive something which is the most perfect, and we could never really attain anything in terms of the true yediyah, true knowledge. But nevertheless, we're endowed with this. with crude elements that allow us to participate to some degree in the Chachmas Hashem. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu really has the true Chachma, and that's the Hamona Sayichah, like the Ram mentions in the Yesod HaTorah that I mentioned before. Another Yesod is that this whole system and the whole understanding and the whole epistemology of Yadus, the whole epistemology of Yadus is Musur to whom? To Chachmei Yisrael. They guard the system. That's the idea of the Soto Yibur. That's the Soto. Only Musur to certain individuals. Because that's a big Yisod in the philosophy of Yadus. That knowledge is not just free for all. Not just everybody could you teach knowledge to. But it requires a certain level of Adam, of Shlemus Adam, certain perfection, because only the person that has the perfection can, through the knowledge, see the objective of the knowledge. And the objective of all knowledge is one thing, Yedias Hashem. That's what Ram says in the Maariv Ocham. Ram says that the scientist who makes the greatest discovery says there's only one purpose in that discovery. A greater Yedias Hashem. That's the only benefit. So that's why the Chachma of the Soto Yibur is Moser only to Chachma Yisrael. It's given to the Rishus of the Sanhedrin, the true Chachma Yisrael, the Amude Ha'ora, and the Iker Teresh Shel Baal Peh. It's Smuchim. Yet Ram says, even a Chachma Chosa, if it's not Nisher Kamoso Beretz Yisrael, So then he reflects even though he's in Chutz La'aretz, but he was in Eretz Yisrael when he was, now he's in Chutz La'aretz, but there's not Nisha Kamoso Eretz Yisrael, so he reflects now Kimitzian. That Gavra reflects Kimitzian Teitzesera Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. But that's the idea that the Chachma of Kiddush HaChodesh endows the Gavra with a certain status. So even though the Gavra is now not in Eretz Yisrael, but he reflects the Chachmas Hashem in functioning as the Gavra of the Sanhedrin. And okay, now he's not in Eretz Yisrael, but Kimitzian Teitzesera, now Kimitzian Teitzesera is in this Gavra. And that's really Yisod, we'll come to later, that the Gavra of the Sanhedrin is endowed with the properties. And that's really, which time is that? That's the, it's one at a time. The Tanakhama, that what? That the Mekadesh both times. Why? Because the Gavra is endowed. Through the Chachma, the Gavra is endowed, and now even though he's not using that method, even though Sanhedrin is not using that method, but still they have a right to do it. Okay? All right. The Rashi and Shira mentions that in the Pasuk of... Einayach Brechus Becheshvan, that's Yerushim Zion Pasuk He. Einayach Brechus Becheshvan al Shabbas Rabin. So Rashi says that what does it mean? He says that, Einayach Kibrechos Asher Becheshvan, Amoshchos Mayim. That the brecha is moshech mayim, because the mayim goes into the brecha. Kenei nayech al shah bas rabin. Chachomecha, kishahim yoshim b'shari Yerushalayim, ho'ir bas ravam, v'asukim b'cheshbon tekufos mazolos, chachmasam uvinasam le'enei ha'amin, moshchos kebrechos mayim. You say, moshchos kebrechos mayim. So, that means the kium of the whole kium of the Gavra of Klal Yisrael is expressed in the Kedusha of the Sanhedrin and in the perception of Chachmas Hashem, as Bezer Rosh says. And that's why I mentioned that it doesn't matter really that the calendar is 2 hours off on the Mola. That's not important. That's insignificant. Because the precision, there is no precise calendar. There's no precision for man. I mean, it's always lacking. No matter how precise his chronometers are, they're always lacking. Because the nature of the knowledge is lacking. See, why can't we get the most precise, ultimate, absolute precision through our technology? The answer is because the whole approach is lacking, intrinsically lacking. So when the pasuk says, he says, Rashi says over there that the chachma le'enei kol ha'amim. So the chachma is le'enei kol ha'amim. It really means that's the pasuk. Ki chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. So Chazal say it's chishuv tekufas ha'mazalos. But you have to read the end of the pasuk. Chachmaschem ki chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. Asher yishmu me'is kol ha'chukim ha'ila. That if you understand the chukim that supply the correct epistemology for that chachma, then you'll see that that's the true chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. It's not a particular knowledge of astronomy. That's, everybody could have that particular knowledge. And in every generation, there's an increase in knowledge, because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, to unravel knowledge. But the yesod of knowledge, the yesod of the concept of what our knowledge is, and where we stand in terms of the Bria, and the objective of the knowledge, and the recognition of Yedias Hashem, and Yichud Hashem, and the Borei Olam, that's the true Chachmaschem V'Naschem Le'enei Ha'amim, which emerges from the fact that we're Machashev, the Bezen is Machashev in the Tekufas HaMazalos. Doesn't matter which generation it's in. Doesn't matter generation, if it's the generation of the Rambam, or it's the generation of the Chazal, or even the generation, even Moshe Rabbeinu. Even the Das of Moshe Rabbeinu, even his Yedid, which he received through Mari Navua, is still Ke'efes Ka'ayin, in terms of the true Yedid, which is Yedias Hashem, which no Adam is can ever have. That's the Yisrael. That's Ki'yichach Maschem V'Naschem Le'enei Ha'amim. Yes. It doesn't seem that it's impossible to achieve the knowledge. We don't know what the knowledge is, so we can't talk about it. It's just whatever we say is conjecture. But it doesn't seem there would be nothing wrong with saying that man can achieve the knowledge that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Sefer Yibur. The Rambam says that there's certain sfeikas that existed in the time of the Rambam that couldn't be in the knowledge of the Sefer Yibur. That's what the Rambam says. Because the Sefer Yibur had to be complete, and the Rambam says that his knowledge and the knowledge of the astronomers in this time were lacking. We're still lacking at that time. So that the Rambam says, that's what Rambam says, Shinaskashu Bara Yom Hazeh. The Rambam mentions, a Pirush Mishnayos, I think. Did he mention Loshana? That's what the Rambam really means. He means that it's impossible that the Nevuah would have something with his Sfeikas. Sfeikas in the Cheshbon. That's not possible. So that much the Rambam knew, you see, through conceptual knowledge about it. But that knowledge was knowledge. It was knowledge because it was given over. It was given over to people. It wasn't some kind of a mystical perception. It was knowledge. So Adam can understand that knowledge. So there's no reason to say that Adam can't progress to gain that knowledge. Why should we say that? As the Rambam says, Lo shna amro anavim, lo shna amro omos. It doesn't make any difference if it was received by Mari HaNevuah or if it's attained through man's pursuit of knowledge over centuries and centuries. There's nothing wrong with saying that that it's the same. But do we know that? We don't really know that. But there's nothing against that idea. That's certainly not a. There's nothing in Yesod HaDas that says that knowledge is something that man can't discover. Just like there's nothing, just like it's true that the Yedias Hashem, which the Torah teaches us, can be attained by Adam, like you say, Avram Avinu. So for us, without the Nevuah Torah, we know nothing. But for certain rare individuals, like Avram Avinu, he was able to ascertain the true ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu insofar as a human being can attain that level. Okay, Avram, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. That means that they reached the true level of Yedias Hashem. So you see that something which is given through Nevuah can, through Chachmas Adam, be attained. So there's no reason to say that the Sodo Ibur that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, which was necessary for Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh, could never be attained by man. There's no reason to say that. Well, Ram was just saying that in his time they didn't attain it. At that point in scientific knowledge they didn't attain it because there was fakus, and there can't be fakus in that knowledge. That's what Ram was saying. The kibbutz amiti, the ideas that's known b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with this that no one can attain. Moshe Rabbeinu can't attain that. Moshe Rabbeinu is an Adam. And Adam just scratches the surface of me. And Nevuah just does one thing for Adam. It gives him conclusions that he could never attain through scientific pursuit. But he can understand the conclusion, but he can never get there. That's what Nevuah gives him. But that even that is Kefes Gayan. Kefes Gayan. I mean, the Hashem is a different kind of idea. Different kind of idea. I mean, that's the Yesod in the Yichud Hashem. In Yichud Hashem, that's the Yesod the Ram says. That ain't who v'daita shnayim, who v'daita zechon, and who are deya, who are yodeya, who are yodeya, who are yodua, who are deya. So something what man can't even be toface that concept. So he can't even that concept he can just grasp if he's a great abstract thinker, he can grasp it a little bit, you see. But even that idea can only grasp with the best intelligence to a certain degree. It comes into his proximity, into the vision of his intelligence. But even that it doesn't go any more than that. But all knowledge of man is kefesakayin. It's a different kind of knowledge. That's great. There is
a contradiction.
No. That's what Ram explains. That Moshe Rabbeinu perceived something that no other person was shown before or after of an idea about the existence, God's existence. Something that was what Moshe Rabbeinu received in the Maariv of War. Barisas Achara Funalei Ram. He's able to grasp something about what it means, God's existence, in a way that no other human being ever grasped before. Or will ever after.
Yeah, but it comes
of gathering out. Moshe Rabbeinu is the highest level of Minonishus, but he's Minonishus. And his knowledge is Ke'efes Akayin. Call everybody, all the Chacham Ke'efes Akayin. It's a different, and no matter how long man continues on this planet, and how much he progresses, his method is intrinsically flawed. Intrinsically flawed in terms of God's perfect idea. It's intrinsically flawed. Time will not help. It'll help him gain that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed him with to a greater degree. Yes, that's true. But the whole method is an external method. And since the method is external, it's intrinsically flawed. You can see very simply it's intrinsically flawed because, first of all, everything has to go through the senses. So how far could you go with that? I mean, it's intrinsically limited. I mean, intrinsically limited. But it's not just because of that. I'm just mentioning that. Whatever we do is with our senses. I mean, we without the sense of vision, how far would man progress in knowledge? I mean, almost nothing. So we have vision, but we have an intelligence, but it's Kephas Agaya. At the same time, even though we say it's Kephas Akayin, but it is the essence of man as a creature, and his engaging in Chachmas Hashem is what gives him his essence, is what actualizes his potential as a creature. And that's why Sanhedrin Machashvin, because Yediyah and Chachma is everything that we have as a Nivra. As an Adam, that's a Nivra. But the line of Nivra is a fixed line. And in terms of real knowledge, it is not possible. Not possible for me. Rabbi Yochanan says on the Pasuk, v'samti chapi olecho adovri, right? So Rabbi Yochanan says, if there was a hole as big as a machat, that Moshe Rabbeinu would not be able to survive. That means that he could not perceive, even in a fractional way. You see, even in a fractional way, if he wasn't protected, he would not be able to exist. Yeah, Yud Aleph Aleph. V'shamana b'loch asil shebeznoi mechashvin b'dikduk v'yodim im yeiroi ha'yireichem lo yireh yodanu shekol mi sherucho nechona v'libo toiv l'divrei ha'chochmos v'lamor ala sodos yis'ave leida osur adrochem shemechashvin bohen at sheyeda odom im yeiroi ha'yireich b'lel ze o lo yireh. So that's what Rambam says. Rambam says that Kiddush HaChodesh is not just a mitzvah masis, but it's a mitzvah which really reflects what Odom should pursue. What Odom should pursue. The whole mitzvah is the yesod in the whole concept of the bria of Odom and the nature of Odom and the whole philosophy of Odom. That's what the Rambam says. Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what Rambam says. Yeah, there's a lot of pursuits. But this mitzvah reflects the whole concept that man is made to pursue. And what was Lashon Rambam? He says, yes, and to be mis'aveh, leida, to have a taiva, to know, to be drawn to the knowledge. That's really what the mitzvah reflects, that concept, that idea.
That's yes. True, every mitzvah is
This mitzvah is a unique mitzvah. As I mentioned, Rambam, right? Well, yeah, the particular knowledge that's involved in the Yedias HaYareach has a direct halacha of Torah itself. That's what I mentioned in Shavuos. That's why the Rambam breaks it up between the knowledge of Sheyeda Odom in Yeroah HaYareach Belezah Lo Yeroah. That's Gufa Torah. That Rambam is Gufa Torah. And then the Rambam has later in Perek Yudches, the Rambam talks about certain other things, extensions about the spherical earth, and which Medinas will know, which what the other Medinas. So the Rambam says in the end of Perek Yudches, Tezayim v'chol adran k'shoyim Medinas shebemar shebemizuch mechuvanos. Okay, he goes on. He says in the notes at Tzofon. So then he says, "Dvar Mel Shabianu be Beorei Mizrach Umayrav Einon Ela Lahagid Kol Mishpatei Horiya Lahagdil Tara Lahadira Lo Shiyu Bnei Mizrach Bnei Marav Som Chaluria Seireach Otolahem Klum." Okay, so that the Rambam considers that the extension of the knowledge is Lahagdil Tara Lahadira, and I understand the Rambam wrote this prakim later. Am I right? Yeah, I think I said Ram wrote this prakim later. At first, I don't remember where the cutoff point was. The parak design thing. They kept on the added prakim. And then the last parak he added was the bedikas, the way that Bezdin, additional knowledge that Bezdin had to have for bedikas ha'edim. That the Ram says in the end of parak Yutes, he says, he starts off, V'yishama chacham shebechlal dron shebe bot kemen ha'edim omelhan lechon ha'yareach note kosher bein ala diya derech hezbim zedavazah. He doesn't put on the same status of him Yeroah Yereichem Lo Yeroah, but he says, and why in the end? He says, why did he do it? He says, Arei Biyana Cheshbonas Kol Adrochem Shesichlam Biyadias Ariya B'Chakira Sa'edim. See, B'Chakira Sa'edim. Kidei Sheyeh Kol Yaduah LeMevinim V'Lo Yachsru Derech Midarkei Torah V'Lo Yeshotetu Levakei Shacharel B'Sfarim Acherim. Dirshu Me'al Sefer Hashem V'Koru Achas Mehen Olo Nadar. So he had it for a different reason. So see, the Rambam had three categories. One category is Gufo Torah, which is Im Yeroah Yereichem Lo Yeroah, because that's the Gufa Torah insofar as the Yedias HaMitzvah. And then there's Mishpoteho, extensions, Lahagdil Torah Lahadira. That's the key of that is to be Magdil the Torah. But it's not the same Chefzah Shel Torah, it's a different Kiyum. Rambam's very careful in precisely how it's formulated halachically. That's Lahagdil Torah Lahadir. It's a different kind of a Kiyum. Extensions, different kind of a Kiyum. And then the last thing he has is the Derech B'dikas Ha'edim if you're a Dayan. That's if a person's a Dayan, so he has to know how to do it. That's a different category. That's Shel Yechsa Dava Midarche Torah. Three separate categories. Yeah, true. I mean, you see, all the Rishonim agree. This is all the Rishonim because this is a sod Misinai in our Ummah. I mean, that's why we say Adam Rishon was Mekadosh HaKadosh. The whole Kiddush HaKadosh is the Yesod of Kol HaTor Kolei revolves around Rashi, the Rambam, the Ohel Yerushalmi, everybody. You see, the Sadi Gaon went so far as to say that the Kiddush Shel Pichesh Menuah. But that, the Rambam was not happy with that. Okay, he mentions it in the Pirush Mishnah. So the Sadi Gaon went so far as to say, it's Pichesh Menuah, then it's Mekadosh. But he's a Dasi Chidoi. I mean, the Rambam didn't hold that, he himself held that way. It's interesting. He was caught in a specific situation and he had to defend himself. Yeah. The reason why the Rambam couldn't understand it was, you understand what the Rambam couldn't understand? Because the whole thing is, it has to be in halacha. Where does the halachic system, how can the halachic system fail to just, I mean, our Torah has a, there's a beauty in a system, and it's not stam, and the Torah doesn't just, as great as Chachma is, but there's a system of bringing it into the halachic realm. And that's only with the Edim and with the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Sanhedrin. And Torah doesn't just say philosophy. I mean, that's not the derech of Torah Shabbat Peh, not the derech of Torah. I mean, you learn Torah Shabbat Peh, you realize that it has a certain style and derech. I mean, it's the derech Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh, Ram Held, can't be it. Just as great as we respect the Cheshbonas, but the whole system's lacking. How does it tie in to the halacha? That's what Ram can say. It's just not acceptable. Okay. Yes.
Why is the Ram?
That's what I mentioned last time is because, see, man gained knowledge. I mean, we're at a very vantage point in history. I mean, it's very beautiful that we have additional knowledge of Chachmas Hashem. It's very fascinating, but we can look back. We're in a position we can look back, and you could see that how man first struggled to gain knowledge, and the first premise of the knowledge is to understand the heavens, and to understand that the heavens is not a mystical entity, but it's Chokuzman Nosam Lohem Shelo Yishanos Tafkidom, and this is all Chachmas Hashem, and things don't just move around. I mean, the way the ancients looked at the sky, the motion of the planets were erratic. I mean, they move this way, then they move backwards, retrograde, then they move fast and slow. It looks like there's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no order. But the Chachmei Ames knew that there is an order, but we don't perceive the order. So there were Choker V'Doresh until they were able to have a system which. That was the first system. The first system was the Talmud. Well, it was not the Talmudic system, but it doesn't matter whether Aristarchus or whatever. But the Talmudic system was the most sophisticated. But it explained the reason why you have these erratic motion, the paths of the planets. That was the first. The truth of the matter is that it was wrong, the Talmudic system, but in it was tremendous chachma, and the nucleus of the real answer was there. In the epicycles. It's the same idea, but it's from a different perspective, but the nucleus of the answer was there. So you see that man really first, his approaches to knowledge are dependent upon looking at the heavens with chachma. That's Kiddush HaChodesh. I mean, that's Kiddush HaChodesh. What? Avraham Avinu. But that first yesod, that's the yesod of science, the world attributes to the Greeks. Big, that's erroneous. It's really Sinai. Sinai is the Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the yesod of all science. I mean, the yesod of all science with the true Yedias Hashem. I mean, it's science and metaphysics and philosophy and Ashkafa and Derech HaChaim and everything. But the yesod of science is in Sinai. It's really in Sinai. Kiddush HaChodesh, the first mitzvah, Chodesh Elohim Rosh Chodeshim, Adam HaRishon, Kaddish Levana. There's nothing erratic and nothing mystical, but it's all Chachmas Hashem, and it took man centuries and centuries with the greatest minds to advance. The process of advance is very slow. Of course, there's a certain scientific arrogance that man has at every point that he thinks he reached the end, and that's it. There's a point, I think it was 1936, the physicist said that that's the end of physics. There were times before, Newton's time also, that idea is an insane idea. That's just man's arrogance. How much further he can get, that's only the Bar Olam knows. I mean, But to say that he's reached an absolute point, totally nonsensical. Because his idea is just an external idea, a different kind of idea. It's not endowed with the properties of absolute knowledge. I mean, then you have problems with himself as an observer getting caught up into the, involved in the very observations. I mean, it's endless problems. But anyways, yes. A person has to pursue like the Bezin pursues. Kederach shel slagnina machashvin, with the knowledge that man has. With the knowledge of man has. But the, so I mean, that's always the knowledge in every generation. I mean, that's always now the greatest knowledge that we have. But you have to be careful, though. You have to be careful because you can be caught at a time where you have a wrong idea. Like a person that lived in the time of Newton would have thought everything is calculations, and that's the whole universe. He would have missed the whole conceptual unraveling that took place in the 20th century. You know what I mean? It would a different view. So, I mean, man is very limited. I mean, if you're living at a certain time in history, you could draw wrong conclusions about the nature of Chachmas Hashem, the nature of the universe. I mean, it's a tricky thing. I mean, it's a tricky thing. But but that's why you have a Masorah, and that's why you have Torah Shebaal Peh, because that guards the person throughout the generations that he never loses the correct derech. Like the Rav says, that the understanding of the universe one day will be from be tied to a recognition and understanding of the derech of Torah Shebaal Peh. And the way of thinking of Torah Shebaal Peh. Some of it already has taken place. The appreciation of the beauty of an idea. That all scientists talk today about, when they write, the appreciation of the beauty of an idea. I mean, Einstein was the one that uncovered that. So now, of course, every scientist talks about it. But we had it before. Dvash v'cholav tachas l'shonech. The Chazal say that even if you have an answer to a teretz, but if it's not dvash v'cholav, don't say it. If it doesn't have the beauty. So the zmira sayelichu kecha. I mean, there's an appreciation of the aesthetic appreciation of ideas is not a subjective phenomenon. It's the fact that the soul is tuned into a certain reality, and it's a different aesthetic. So the Torah doesn't really care too much about the physical aesthetics. Really denounces it in a way. I mean, except when it's used for the Mikdash. But but in general, as an end in itself, Torah has no interest in it. But the aesthetics of ideas, that's miras ha'lichu kecho. I mean, that's the essence of the pursuit of the soul. So you have to realize how fortunate we are to have received the true derech of understanding and philosophy and science. Chachmas Hashem, I mean, at Sinai. I mean, without that, we'd be lost. I mean, like the world is lost. Except even a few individuals, even in those areas of the scientists, they have big machlokes and different shitos, where some say the brain is important, some say no, it doesn't matter, we have to adjust our minds. I mean, all different kinds of epistemologies. So we're zocher to have the true epistemology, yes. Yeah, and he doesn't clearly limit it to the sphere of that which is gufo Torah either. It's a lahagdil Torah ladira, expansion. So there's no doubt. I mean, in today's world, the expansion is all would all be lahagdil Torah ladira. I mean, that's true. That's true also. But at the same time, a mitzvah has to have a form and a tzura. A mitzvah can't be amorphous. I mean, a mitzvah has to have a form. And the form is this basic idea, which is the basic pursuit of the astronomical knowledge. Just like, for instance, when, according to the Rambam, with Kiddush HaChodesh, you don't have to wait at all. He holds Kiddush HaChodesh, you can do it the first day. I'm sorry, Kiddush Halavana. Kiddush Halavana is, well, of course, the Rambam Kiddush Halavana is Kiddush HaChodesh. It's the same thing, it's Hainuach. So everybody's not an astronomer, but everybody can recognize in the Levana a cycle in Chachma, in Chokuzman and Sangram, Shalei Shemes Tafkinam. So that's basically the. So it's basically the halacha has to have a tzura. Halacha has to have a tzura. So the tzura is a mitzvah of Kiddush HaLevona, and that tzura is simply Rias Ereach, but it has there's always a tzura to a mitzvah. A mitzvah has to have a form. But the form is only to guide man to the proper pursuit of chachma, to the proper pursuit. I mean, that's what the Torah does. There's a poem in the beautiful poem in the Rambam in the Sefer Amuga. So in the beginning they say, I mean you'll check into it, but they say that there was another page there in the beginning of the Sefer Amuga that the Rambam wrote. They say it's almost 100% sure that the Rambam wrote a Beksav Yado. And he wrote about the Sefer was left over by a Talmud of his that it seems was even related to him. And he was also B'Torah L'Shma by Yom HaBalayla, the Rambam writes. And he died early in the Bavon Ador, and he was very dear to the Rambam. And the Rambam wrote that he left the Sefer Amuga to Rambam and with a tzavor that no one should take the Sefer out of the bezin of the Rambam for their own use, for their own private use as an ordinary Sefer, only to correct their Sefer. So they had to leave a mashkin and take the Sefer and do the correction and bring it right back. So on the top of that page is a poem. As far as I can see, it must be the Rambam wrote it, but it's on the same page. But the poem, very, very deep ideas in the poem. But the poem starts off, the first one says that the Torah is Sulam Shemagia Adei Shemayim. It's a Sulam Shemagia Adei Shemayim. So the idea is that the Torah is a Sulam. It's a Sulam. The Torah did not intend that the Torah should simply end with Shmiras HaMitzvahs. But the Torah is a Sulam which puts a person in the Shemayim. I mean, it puts him in a different sphere of existence. It has a role and an objective, you see. And he says in the poem, he says that the other idea was, he says, when you study the Torah, he says, and you go up the Malos, he says, Al Tachpaso. He says, don't go too quickly. Don't underestimate the Torah. Don't think you have it already, because if you do, you're liable to make a mistake. And you'll fall into the deep mayim that's underneath the sulam. You see? Because you think you have it, and you may think that it's simple, and you may even think that you see something wrong here, or you didn't take the time to grasp it properly, so you fall into the mayim. And then he says, and if you get to the top of the ladder, so he says, then you'll be b'nei elyon, and he says, and if you stay at the bottom of the ladder, you'll be B'nai Mitzrayim. What the Rambam is saying is that you could stay at the bottom of the ladder, and if you stay at the bottom, the ladder is made to progress up the rungs. But if you stay at the bottom and you don't progress up the rungs, then you're B'nai Mitzrayim. Here is Allah.
Brachos
Peregil Allah Yizayim. That's what Ram says. That, I mean, Chazal say that a person that's over brachos umot, you call him Baruch Alachodesh Bezmano, Alachodesh Bezmano, same lashon, kilu hitpul pnei Hashchina. Okay, so the Ram says you can Baruch Laila Rishon, like I said before. But the Gemara says that's why the minhag is to do it Motzei Shabbos when you dress and you have to walk outside. This is Kabbalah pnei Hashchina. I mean, this is. So all the Yisrael Yados are wrapped up in Kiddush Lohana. Okay. Yeah. So the Rambam has B'diyevet, and L'birich Aleh B'Leil HaRishon, so then you Mevorech until Leil Shishasa. But basically, the real Kiyum, according to the Rambam, is Leil Rishon. Amazing. That's the real Kiyum. So when you make the brachas on the other Leilos, it's just a reflection of the Leil Rishon. Because you couldn't do the Leil Rishon. But the real kingdom is really Leil Rishon. Yes?
Rambam groups
the... No, it doesn't. The fact that a calendar is over 2 hours doesn't demonstrate any deficiency, because at the time that the calendar was made, it was done with the greatest tachma, unbelievably advanced at that time, amazing. So that doesn't demonstrate. You see, on the contrary, it demonstrates the pursuit of chachma. That's what it demonstrates. Okay, every door can always advance, but you can't advance on these ideas. There's no advancing on these ideas. You advance in particulars, but you can't advance on these ideas.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we adjust
it? Yeah, I want to answer that question, because the Rambam says in the Pirshei Mishnayos that the Soda Ibur was more perfected than the knowledge in his day. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. So the question is, so how could we, maybe it can't be Mekadesh the Levana altogether anymore? I mean, not Kaka the Mekadesh. So the answer is, that's what the Rambam held, that if you have enough knowledge in Yeroa HaYereichem Lo Yeroa, so then that's enough for the Kiddush. That's why that's Gufo Shel Halacha. And Rama, since we do have that knowledge, the Rambam says, so that's why the mitzvah, it's fine for the mitzvah. You see? I mean, but that's the whole point here that you have to understand. And that's the Yesod and understanding of the whole Derech of Torah Shebaal Peh. I mean, that there is a, it has a tzura, it has to have a tzura, and it has to have a specific knowledge for the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. But the Yesodei Ados, the eternal Yesodei Ados, are wrapped in, and like the Rambam says in the poem, it takes the person Adei Shamayim. I mean, Adei Shamayim. So, yeah, be happy, it'd be nice if we got up to that point alone. I'm just saying, but nevertheless, the that idea, you can't forget that idea. That the Sulam Mutzav Arza Rosh HaMagia Shemaimo. Okay. Let me end with this one thing. That the Rambam and Avar Nevuchim, you have to read, I can't read through the whole thing. You'll have to read through yourself. It's towards the end of a big chapter here. But it's in the third book on the Divine Commandments. It's in chapter 46. Towards the end, in the regular Dover edition, it's on page 365. Okay, so he says, I will call your attention to a very remarkable thing. And although it does, I mean, the translation again is always, like I say, it's not exact, but it's not better. Although it does not seem at first thought to belong to our subject. And he mentions the fact that the Chatas, the series in the Chatas, never says Lashem except on Rosh Chodesh. Series Mechatas Lar Hashem. So he says, why is this? And he explains why usually it's not, because it's Nechal Adei Kahanim. So he says, but why is this such an exception? So the Rambam says that, but as it was found that the kid offered on New Moon might be mistaken as an offering brought to the moon, in the manner of the Egyptians who sacrificed to the moon on the days of New Moon, it was distinctly stated that this goat is offered in obedience to God's command, and not in honor of the moon. Okay? So, he says, this fear did not apply to the sin offerings on the festivals, and listen to what he says, nor to any other sin offering, because they were not offered on the days of new moon, or on any other day marked out by nature, but on such days as were selected by divine will. Okay, the Lashon, I believe the Lashon of Kafach is a little better. You'll take a look. But I'll tell you what his idea is anyways. So he says like this. Not so the days of new moon, he says, they are not fixed by the law, but by nature. I mean, everything's fixed by Allah, wasn't he? And he says, and then he goes into, and then he says this is an astounding point. So, what is so astounding? You wonder when you read it, what is so astounding about this point? But if you understand what the Rambam means, you'll understand what's astounding about it. What he's saying is that Kiddush HaChodesh is the only mitzvah that gains its inception by a natural event of the moon. You see? The natural event, the moment of conjunction, which is a celestial phenomenon, is the cause of the mitzvah, the direct cause of the mitzvah. You see? It's not like Lachamish Asayom, so once you have a this, and now it's a halachic phenomenon that causes the mitzvah. But over here, it's the absolute event itself. That was a danger. Because since it's an absolute event, so man could start deifying the event and the objects that are involved in it, you see. And that's why it had to say, Sir Izim Lachatas Larashem, you see, because this is different. So the Rambam, the astounding idea in the Rambam is, can only be appreciated if you understand the Kiddush HaChodesh. If you don't understand Kiddush HaChodesh, so then you don't know what he means. I mean, Rambam gives many things that are done, Laotzi Midas, of the Avodah Zarah. But this is a unique phenomenon.
Okay.
The Rambam speaks derogatorily, a person has no knowledge of Levana. So this is like a Shovah Hamal, in the Pirshim Shemaz. So apparently the Rambam held that every Yisrael is mechuyev to have some knowledge, I mean, of basic knowledge of it at least. Yes. The halacha tied into the areach, because in the areach you need knowledge of the rotation of the earth, you need the revolution of the earth, that's Pamba Baruch or Pamba B'Tzara, and the revolution of the moon. I mean, and so of course you need a planetary system. Basically it's a planetary system. The Pirush HaKuntres that the Pirush HaKuntres that we have is like the Yesh Mefarshim. Because he says, Kvar Kishu Me Esmol. What does Me Esmol mean? It means at the moment of the Molad. So it means that the business Shemal is always Mekadosh in the Molad. That's the Yesh Mefarshim, really. So it's amazing. I mean, the Shitas Rashi. It's Shitas Rashi. Okay, I think the way we explain the Yesh Mefarshim is good. But the Taisvis is a little tricky, because you see, now let's take a look at it, and we'll come back. Yeah. All right, so once more, we're revising up Pshat in the Taisvis, okay? Because the Taisvis seems to be saying that, sorry for the listeners, but the Taisvis seems to be saying that the Bezin, the Yom Shloshim Mantinim Bezin Shalomaila, the Bezin Shalomata, so Taisvis says, Shema Yabru, which means that because it's a suffix, because it's a suffix. And it comes back to the idea, it seems, from the end of the Taisvis, is Lashon Mashma that way too. Because when he tries to, when he takes the Yerushalmi, he fits it into his pshat, so then he says that's what Yerushalmi means. B'yom la'mekachin aso hein min ha'boker, b'yom la'merav. Why, they ain't can't suffix, the vada yikovei hayom. You see, when Taisvis says Kiddush, he really means kvias. Yes, he says Kiddush, I mean, he means kvias, like he says in the end. Just can't keep, okay. He doesn't expect you to be an idiot, you know, especially understand what he's talking about. Okay, so what Taisvis is saying, revising Taisvis, what Taisvis is saying is like this, that there are two problems here, okay? There are two problems here, two frames of reference that there's a tension is created between these two frames of reference. One frame of reference is the halachic system, and that's given with Ne'odon, okay? And we, with our das and with our chachma, we have to do the mitzvah. Okay, that's Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's one framework. Okay. Then there's another framework. Okay. So basically, there are two frames of reference. One frame of reference is the frame of reference of ordinary halacha that we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, which means that it's muscle of Ne'odon. And that's the whole purpose of the Torah. So you have to work with chokhmah, with edus, with everything derech hateva. Okay, so that's one system. That's a system of mitzvahs. Okay, so that system is the system mitzvahs achorish alachem kiddush achorish. Okay. On the other hand, there's another frame of reference here, and that frame of reference is in terms of the gavra. You see, the gavra of the Beis Din and where they stand in this whole phenomenon of Kiddush HaChodesh. And their Taisvis says that they stand on a low scale. Because there really is only one gavra that can do it, that's the gavra of the Beis Din Shalmala. Okay? So how do you coordinate these two systems? How do you coordinate these two systems? You have a problem. The gavra, the Beis Din Shalmala, is really the Mekadosh. Okay? But on the other hand, you need a halachic system. So what Taish says, it works like this. That the Bezin Shalamai law subordinates itself It's mamtin where it can't be mekadesh. You know, where the mitzvah is necessary. Okay? So since Bezdin has reshus to be mekadesh or to be ma'aber, so the Bezdin shall lemaila, I'm not saying, well, I'll come back. The Bezdin shall lemaila can't, in other words, the Bezdin shall lemaila has to, the Bezdin shall lemaila can't be mekadesh. In other words, let me put it this way, let me put it the other way. That the Bezdin shall lemaila always has priority. Okay? The Bezdin shall lemaila always has priority. But sometimes the Bezdin shel lemaila cannot do it because of the nature of the halachic system. Okay? So that's the difference between the Yom Shloshim and the Yom Shloshim Vechad. In the Yom Shloshim, the Bezdin shel lemaila simply can't do it because you have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and it's totally in what Bezdin does, and Bezdin may be Mekadesh, may not be Mekadesh. If Bezdin Shalamata would always be Mekadesh, you see, then Bezdin Shalamaila would be Mekadesh Menaboker. You see, would be Mekadesh Menaboker. But since Bezdin Shalamata has, it's in, under their control, and the Bezdin Shalamaila, that's what means Mamtin, because that's the way it's supposed to be. So the Bezdin shel lemaila can't be mekadesh because it's in the hands of the Bezdin shel mata. Okay, that's the whole halachic system. It's in the hands of the Bezdin shel mata. But now, after Yom Shloshim, now you're on Yom Shloshim ve'echor, so the Bezdin shel lemaila is definitely going to be koveya this Yom. So if the Bezdin shel lemaila is going to be koveya this Yom, there's no halachic institutions, that's it. So then the gavra of the Bezdin shel lemaila comes in. Okay, because that's really where it belongs. But what's amazing in Tesis is that Tesis is saying they come in min hashacha, which means that the Bezdin shel lemaila functions in line with in the halacha. It somehow or other breaks through into the halachic realm that we exist in. You see? So that... And that's why it's Menach Shachar, because the Bezdin shel lemaila doesn't do anything haphazard. The Bezdin shel lemaila has to be perfect. Perfect means from the first moment of the day where it's Shaykh. That's the way the Bezdin shel lemaila works. So actually the Kiddush that we have, you see, wherever the Bezdin shel lemaila can function, we're subordinated to the Bezdin shel lemaila. So it comes out that the Kiddush of the Yom Shloshim, that's what the Gemara says, Kva Kitshu Shamayim, because over here, since it's Vada going to become it's Nikva as the Yom, so the Gavra, the Bezdin shel Milo takes precedence. And it is Mekadosh, actually, and it actually breaks into the halachic realm, and the Kiddush that we have is the Kiddush of the Bezdin shel Milo, which is the only case where you have that the Bezdin shel lemaila actually plays a role in establishing a halachic phenomenon. You see? But they can't do it on the Yom Shloshim, because on the Yom Shloshim, they have to be mamten, because that's a chodesh as halacham. I mean, the Bezdin has to decide. It's muser to muser lacham. So therefore, the Bezdin shel lemaila has to be is mamtin. But lo yitzur, the Bezdin shel lemaila would always be mekadesh biyom shloshim. Let's say the cycle of the moon was different. So always mekadesh biyom shloshim. No clouds in the sky. Cycle of the moon is different. So then, of course, if it's not the Bezdin shel lemaila, because that's the real mekadesh. That's the real, according to the text, it's the real halachic mekadesh. It's the real halachic mekadesh. If somebody asked, I said, why don't we never say mekadesh, because the Bezdin shel lemaila knows in advance what we are going to do. Yeah, but that you can't say, because that would mean that our role would be to try to determine what was done in Hashemayim. That's not the way halacha works. Halacha is mas halacha means you do it. You establish it. So therefore, the Bezdin shel lemaila, because of the mitzvah, cannot function on the Yom Shloshim. And that's why we have to be Mekadosh. But on the Yom Shloshim Ve'echod, they're Mekadosh. Min HaShachar mean? What Min HaShachar really is an important point, Tesis. What it means, Min HaShachar means Kihil Chosso. That's Min HaShachar. Min HaShachar means Kihil Chosso. So therefore, it's the only case where you have a Bezin Shalomaila instituting a halachic phenomenon. A halachic reality is instituted by a Bezin Shalomaila. But that's the way Tesis is Gemara. That why do you say Mekudosh? Kvar Kitshu Shamayim. So Tyson learns halachically, you see. And that's really the machlokes going through. That's really the machlokes between Tesis and between the Yesh Mefarshim. See, the Yesh Mefarshim, and the Yesh Mefarshim is Rashi. Because Rashi says, Kachim HaShemayim Esmol. He means in the time of the Moloch. So Rashi's learning like the Rambam, which it seems to me to Rambam myself, that the only one that's Mekadosh the Chodesh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he's the only one that can be Mekadosh. And then the halach is like this, that if you use the institution of Chochmah, and then the halachic system, so then you have a matir to announce the Kiddush Shemayim. You see? If you don't, you have no matir. That's the way the Yesh Mefarshim are. So therefore, the Mekudosh that you're saying is simply reflection of the Kiddush Shemayim. In other words, when you go through the halachas, really it's Kiddush Shemayim. But if you go through the halachas and the Chachmas Hashem properly, then you have reshus to announce the Kiddush Shemayim. You see. That's the way the Yesh Mefarshim, that's Rashi's job. But Tesis doesn't like it because Tesis doesn't accept that. Tesis holds that either Kiddush Shemayim or not Kiddush Shemayim. So therefore, Tesis learns that the Kiddush Shemayim means it's a halachic phenomenon. That's the real machlokes between the Bali Tesis and between the Yesh Mefarshim. What is the Kiddush Shemayim? Is it a halachic Kiddush? Okay, or is it a metaphysical Kiddush? It's a metaphysical Kiddush. And the Bezdin, because they're Osek and Chachmas Hashem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Rashus to announce the Kiddush. They have a Sheichas to the Kiddush, because insofar as Adam is concerned, they went into the depths of Chachma. So then they have a Sheichas. They have a Sheichas to the Kiddush Shemayim. But if it wasn't through that system, I mean, on the 31st, where there's no chachma, it doesn't matter. I mean, they don't become not chacham, but in halacha, there's no process of halacha, chachma, and Kabbalah Sa'idis and Bezdin, so then they have no right to do that. So they have no, then they have no matir to do it. They have no matir to do it. But this is the crux of the machlekes, you see? And what the proof is, I mean, is because Tesis revolves around Biyom Shloshim Bezin Shomata, Mamtinim Bezin Shomayla, Bezin Shomata, Shema Yabru, Tesis says. Shema Yabru means, of course, it's a suffix, because maybe they won't. And then in the end he says because they ain't kind of suffix, Vadi Kaviyam. That's what it revolves around, if there's a suffix or if there is no suffix. And it revolves around two systems that collide, so to speak. You see, the system of the halacha, that's muscle of Ne'odom, and the fact that the only real Mekadosh in halacha, according to the Tesis, is Bezin Shamala. But you see, nevertheless, according to Tesis, how this area is a unique area. That in this area, the Bezin Shomaila is essential. Is essential. And even when we are Mekadosh, Bezin Shomaila is Mamtinen. You see, this is Mamtinen. Because it means that it's always under their Rishus. That we said yesterday. But the idea in Tesis, which the novel idea in Tesis is, that it's the only case where you have an actual halachic phenomenon take place through a Bezin Shomaila. In Bezin Shomaila, there can't be any change. So according to Yesh Mefarshim, it's always Mekadosh. There's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Mekadosh. That's what it means. No one else has a sheichus a right to the Mekadesh. But Adam, when he's involved in the Chachma, he has a sheichus to that Chachma, so Lakim, so therefore there's a matir for him to say Mekadesh.
We're
acting in line, you see? But sometimes he can't do that. Can't do that.
Well,
what it means that the Bezin Shalmala is always Mekadesh, it doesn't mean, you have to understand, you can't use imagination over here. Not imagination. It means that the only Mekadesh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's the moment of the absolute moment of the Molad.
That's why it's different than the
Hamza Halakha. That's right. In Teisvis, you see, you can't say Bezin Shalmala is subject to change. But Teisvis is saying that it's not subject to change, but it's entering the halachic realm, and halachic realm, you have halachic considerations. So the Bezin Shalmala is mountain, you see? That's what Teisvis is saying. What?
The Ash person didn't have anything like that.
No, that's correct. That's right, that's right. And that's why you can have changes in the Bezin Shalmala when they are helping with the nose upon him, so to speak, I mean, to the halachic system, because that's the mitzvah, shalachem. So the Bezin Shalmala wants man to be involved in the halachic system, so it's, so to speak, it's derech ma'is, mamten. Danny's question is that if that's the case, it's like the Yesh Mefarshim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh, and that's what we're celebrating, the idea of the Yedias Hashem, that the Yichud Hashem, that only He knows, so that's the whole Kiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that idea, so, and our calculations are matir us to be involved in Chochmas Hashem, and therefore we have a right to say Mekudosh, to reflect the Kvod Shemayim, the Yedias Hashem, a right to do it, so it's a matir, so he says, so how could it be mutin? How could it be mutin? Because mutin would seem to be a tati de sasri, I mean, that's wrong, the chachma's wrong. And so how could you have a sheikhas to it? Now you see you had no sheikhas to the real chachma's Hashem. So you should really retract. And the whole thing should be butlam of utl. Yes. In other words, when we say, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, Bezin Shalamayla La'olam Mekachin, that's not halacha, that's what Teisvis says, that's metaphysics. That means that's what we're celebrating. The idea of the Kvod Shemayim and Yichud Hashem and Chachmas Hashem that we can perceive, and that's the whole thing. And the Kiddush Shemayim, every time, all the time. That's what, in other words, Kiddush Shemayim, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, is not an event. It's not an event. It means Kiddush Kadosh Kol Olam Kulo means Mole Chol Eretz Kvado. So that's always Kiddush. It's always Kiddush Shemayim. Everything is Kiddush. It's the idea that He is the only one that is the real Mekadesh. That's the idea. Now that's translated in human terms into the whole mitzvah of Kiddush HaKadosh. Okay, but now there's a halachic structure. I mean, halacha has a very specific type of structure and a method and a style, and the halacha takes this idea and weaves it into its system. Okay? So now what, then you have no question or anything?
So why, what's Tosus Kasha that it should work on the first day also?
Oh, because Taisha says you can't arbitrarily, so then either it doesn't work, so then it shouldn't work on any day, or it should work on both days. If you're going to say that you're just going by that moment that's before God, and that's the Kiddush, so every time, that you always have that.
Right, but the Havani.
You can't say, in other words, you can't say that's the real Kiddush that we are using. We're using that Kiddush. You can't say we're using that Kiddush, then you have to be consistent. That's if we're using that Kiddush, so then it's always there. So we should never say, Taisha's question basically, we should never say Mekudosh. That's all, that's like with Shita. Right. That's the sheet. So we should never do it. We have no right. It's always Kiddush Shemayim. That's it. So who are we to say anything? You see? We're just trying to calculate. We have a right to do Tzuras HaMitzvah, but that's Taisha's question.
So you're explaining what you're saying.
Oh, but I thought you were asking philosophically. Now, philosophically, how could you say it's a degradation? Here, the Kvot Shemayim, you're saying, is we have a, we need a mater for the Kvot Shemayim, and we really have no right to do it, except we because we're also the Chachma and the Mitzvah, so that's why we have a right to announce the Kiddush Shemayim. I mean, we have a right to do that. So that's fine if we're doing it right. But if it's completely crazy, it's mutin, it means it's completely off, so then that's a priestess Kvot Shemayim. Right? That's a fair question. Right. Oh, that's why you shouldn't do it. You're right. That's a, you're absolutely right. You can't do it that way. But I thought your question was that that's going against the whole underlying metaphysical idea there, the halacha. How could you say that? Now where's the Kvot Shemayim? On the contrary, Kvot Shemayim lies in ruin. So that's what I thought your question was. I think the answer is like this. Yeah. I think there's two answers. One answer is, first of all, halachically. And halachically, when we announce we have a right to announce it, it doesn't mean that we are announcing it in reality. That's nonsensical. You can't have 100 matirim. It's not going to let you do that. It means, as a gavra of Bezdin, as a human being, as a human gavra, you're saying that this is our das, is nota, that this is correct. That is this day. You see, there's this day. So there's a gavra of Bezdin. Now, once you have the halachic institution of a gavra of Bezdin, now there's a separate question: the gavra of Bezdin, if they did something, does it stand, or does it not? It's a different realm already. We're not just doing an act of announcing the Bezdin Shamayim. That's nonsensical. We're only bus with dumb, and we can't do that. But we're, as a gavra of Bezdin, which is a separate entity, okay, which is removed from reality because of the fact that we're people. So therefore, but we're endowed with halachic validity as a gavra. That's where our announcement takes place from. Now that gavra could be a mutter. As a matter of fact, most of the time the gavra is a mutter. And as a matter of fact, that really fits in line with the whole idea that we don't even know the Kiddush Shemayim. We're always mutter. You see, we have a right to engage in chachma, but we're always mutter. So that's why, on the contrary, it really fits in very well with the halachic system. We don't retract over here. Ordinarily, when you're dealing with the question of chelev or shumon or something like that, I mean, so those in those areas, that's muscle of ne'adam. But when you're dealing with the chachmas Hashem, they were nothing. They were mutin. So mutin, that's it. It's gavra of bezdin, halachic phenomenon, that's its stance. So on the contrary, it fits in line beautifully with the whole Ashkafas Yadis in this area. What I meant was there's two ways to look at it. One is from the halachic standpoint that it sets up a gavra, you see? And now it's a separate question of what happens to the pronouncement of the gavra. You know what I mean? It's not a direct translation. It's not a direct translation. There's no such thing as direct translation. You see? We don't have such an idea in our Torah. We don't know. No one can directly translate the real Chachmas Hashem. I mean, so it's a setup as a separate gavra. Now you have a second question: what happens to that entity of gavra if they make a pronouncement that's false? If it were a direct act of translation, then you'd have a good question. You say, what do you mean that this now I see the mafreid, this is not a translation. You see? But since there's an intervening entity of gavra that the halacha set up, okay, so now it's a different type of question. That's the first point. But the second point is that it's not a contradictory point, that this is really part of the halacha over here in Kiddush HaChodesh, which is part of the idea that bus of Adam make mistakes. And they're always mutin, really, because they never really get, they can never have accuracy. So on the contrary, that's what Allah says over here, mutin, that's it. You don't go back. If you go back on mutin, you go back all the time. Always mutin. Okay? It would seem a clear-cut riot from this Taisa. The Taisa is not whole like the Rami, you go back on my friend. Because it's a Kvar Kitshu Shemayim. You can't go back after that. Okay. And then Basel, every Bezin. Moshe Moshe Ben Arachshua, that's it. That's correct. That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. I would say on Me'ubor, what's the role of Bezin in Me'ubor? I would say it's just the Gavra of Bezin. Just the existence of the Gavra of Bezin. That's what's Kaveh. That's what's Kaveh. If you wouldn't have a Gavra of Bezin, it wouldn't have Me'ubor either. Yeah, I want to make that clear. According to Yesh Mefarshim, the fact we have a Matav saying Mekudosh, is not just, that's just saying something. You always say it. It means it has a halachic significance. And it creates Kiddush. Okay. We just mentioned the idea of the Suras Ibor. Why is that a Suras Mitzvah? So the answer is because in the Ibor, really, we weren't fortunate to be involved in Chachmas Hashem. And to have the matter to say Mekudosh, Mekadosh the Chodesh. So now all we could do is reflect on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Mekadosh. So that demands a Suda. But on the other hand, Rambam says it's Gemara says a limited Suda, which is a Suda of only Pas Dagon and Kitnius. Pas Dagon and Kitnius. And you really and Vauchlin Be'ez Hasuda. But Vauchlin Be'ez Hasuda, but nevertheless, Vein Olin L'shom Balayla Ela Baneshef Kodem Alos HaShemesh. So you see that there has to be a desire for the Suda. You go up Kodem Alos HaShemesh because of the Chashivas of Chachmas Hashem. But at the same time, it can't be a Suda Gedola because we weren't able to be involved. And we didn't have the matir. We weren't able to be involved in the chachma. So therefore, it's a suda which is a restricted suda, But nevertheless, in terms of the recognition of the suda, it was expressly they get up on neshef kodem alosa shemesh. You say to show that they're going for the suda. So the halacha expresses both sides, and that's the sudas mitzvah. Ram says sudas mitzvah of sudas yibur. Yes.
Would it be a
Asara reflect? No, Asara reflects the Klai Yisrael. Asara reflects Klai Yisrael. So like the Rosh said, every minion is really a small tzibor, reflection of Klai Yisrael. That's good also, you see, because it has to reflect all of Klai Yisrael. We all recognize, yeah. In other words, it's really a different kiyum. It's an alternate kiyum of the... You have one system which is great, you know what I mean? It's multi-expressive in all its facets of Chachmas Hashem, and then you have like a muted system, you see? That an alternative, which is the Suras Mitzvah of the Suras Evil. It's an interesting thing. All right, so now let's proceed to try to answer the questions. All right. So the question, one of the questions we raised was in Beis Ches, that you had the case was Nechkar Ha'edim, or all of Klal Yisrael saw it. So why don't you do it again the next day? By the way, Kivin Shiv Shemar Chazal Magid does not look like Halacha in Kabbalah Seidus. You can't recover the same Eidus twice. It's Halacha in the Chefs of Shaladus. It can't be Mishana. The Ram hasn't paired Gimel and Sanhedrin. It can't be Mishana from the... It can't be Mosif or Mishana. But not there can't be another Kabbalah Seidus. I mean, it doesn't seem that that's the job. But anyway, it's irrelevant. I'm just telling you, if you don't know, that the Ram says that you can't be Mosif on a Haggadah or change a Haggadah. Once you have Haggadah, it's not the reason. It's not because there can't be another Kabbalah. So the Rambam is in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey in Eidus. Kol Eid Shenechkar Eidus with Bezin Beim Dimalz and Nefesh Ein Yachol Lachzabal Ketzar Oma Muto Hayisi Shogeg Hayisi Miskat Yishenu Davakein. Lefachad Osisi, Ein Shomala, Phil Nelson Talmud Dvarov, Lechain Ein Yochel Ahosif, Beidusa Tnai, Kol Shaldova, Kol dvarim sheyom ha'eid achas shenechker edusin yovim machlamon. Kol dvar sheyom ha'eid achas shenechker edusin sheyovim machlamon bitl ha'edus or sof esnai bo ein shamalo. So it seems it's halacha in the chesa shalaitis. But anyways, it's, like I said, it's plenty of it. But the so the question is, why can't you do it l'mafreya? Why can't you do it l'mafreya? All right. So what we said is, one says like this: that since we established that the concept of edus over here is different than a kolat harakula, and the kiyum is really in the knowledge of the bezin and the gavra of the bezin, and that's the real makadosh. They are the ones that are the real makadosh, right? So now the and what is the agudas edus really? The agudas edus is a corroboration of the knowledge. That's the whole entity, because the halacha set up a whole system where knowledge is the essence, but it requires a vehicle to corroborate, and therefore we have to borrow the vehicle from Adam. So it's a corroboration of the das, of the idea. So what we want to say now is that corroboration cannot take place twice. That once there is corroboration, so then it's final. So therefore, and when does the corroboration take place? After the edus was nechkara. After the edus was nechkara. That's what Rambam says. He says, in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, O shen nechkaru ha'edim, v'lo espiku bezn lama makudish. So the part of the masa matan of bezn of chakiras ha'edim was finished. So there was a kiyum in the das bezn. So therefore, now it's impossible the next day to have a reaffirmation. You see? So that's why the Rambam says that in Kichu, Balaila, and Afilro Bezim, Oshnechkurim, Vilay, Speak Bezim, Lam Makudish, Ad Shechoshko Lelecho Vishloshim, Ein Mekachin Oso, Viyya Hachodesh Mo'uba. Rambam doesn't say that you have a right now to go back and be Mekachin Lamafreya. Because over here now it's too late. Now it's too late. So that would also answer that idea, that namely that once the idea is that it's corroboration can only take place once. And that would explain halacha tes as well. Why? Because the problem in halacha tes was that ra'u bezn atzman b'sof yom tishio v'esrim im adayin lo yotza kochav lo shloshim. Right, if you didn't have it was still day based in Omer Mekudesh Adayin Yomu. Then Ra'u Baleil Shloshim Achar Sheyatzu Shnei Kochavim L'Machom Oshiv Shnei Yom. What happens? Why can't you do that after Kochav Echad? That should be the cutoff point, right? So our answer was because between Kochav Echad and Shnei Kochavim is a suffix, okay, and therefore if Bezdin saw it, then you're stuck. They can't say Mekudesh because it's not Yom. But the Kiyum and the Das Bezdin, we don't know, could take place. So now Bezdin can't do anything. So then the Chodesh has to be Mova. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention it. He purposely omits it. I mean, it's glaring omission because he knows that the based on the principles, you'll understand that you can't do anything in that case because of the kiyum of the das bezdin. Okay? They can't do it because since bein kochav echad and shnei kochavim is his man sofek, so then there could have been a confirmation of the das bezdin. So now they can't do it anymore. So they have no choice but to make the chodesh muba. Okay? Let me explain a little better. Now, Jeff is right. I'm not explaining well. The thing is that, in other words, in order to have the whole institution of Mekudesh, you need to engage the Bezdin. How do you engage the Bezdin? Kabbalah Seidus. Kabbalah Seidus functions to engage the Bezdin. So, I mean, that's the whole reason for the. That's why the Rambam rejects the idea of Cheshmah. Because you have to have the Bezdin has to be involved. So, therefore, the Kabbalah Seidus requires. You require Kabbalah Seidus in order to have the same Mekudesh, right? So if the Kabbalah Seidus ran its role and found its objective, so then you can't have a Kabbalah Seidus tomorrow. So there's no yeshiva's bezin. Bezin can't sit down tomorrow. What happened yesterday? You have to, even the Riyah, if it's Balaila, so bezin knows, but it's no good. Why? Because you have to moshev to the next day. Why? Because you have to have a Kabbalah Seidus and a whole engaging of the bezin again. So if it's Bein Kochov Echol L'Shnei Kochovim, so you can't do that. Because if there was a confirmation of the Adias Bezdin, okay, because Ein Adam Shmuel Ariyah, so that's it. Now it's too late. Now tomorrow you can't be motioned. Okay, and there's no, you can't have a Yeshiva's Bezdin. You must have a Yeshiva's Bezdin in order to say Mekudesh. And what creates a Yeshiva's Bezdin? Kabbalah Seidus. But the Kabbalah Seidus isn't possible anymore. So that's why there's no Yeshiva's Bezdin, and that's why you can't say Mekudesh.
That's only
because it's
right?
That's only
because it's in a regular case,
the regular case, you do it.
They
that's exactly right. That's,
that's
right. That's what we're saying, that it's all totally in this yesod. Namely, that the Haggadah Seidus over here is a different kind of Haggadah Seidus. It's not a Haggadah Seidus which produces a Chefzer Shel Haggadah, because then you can come in the next day. And even the same Adam, it seems clear. You can come the next day and they can produce a Chefzer Shel Haggadah. But over here, it's not possible because of the nature of the Haggadah Seidus renders it impossible to do it twice. Because it's not, there's no Chefzer Shel Haggadah, it's the Bezdin. It's the Bezdin is the essence. So the Bezdin already has the accident of the Haggadah Seidus. Okay? So now that's it. So the Rambam's mentioning two cases. One case was Biyom, so they're still before Kochav Echad. Now you can do it, because they're engaged, and it's Kabbalah Seidus, and now they have right to do it. The other cases were Balayla, where you can't do it anymore, no, nothing happened. So then the next day, see, so yes, but in between's not good. In between's not good, that's right. No, it's not, it's interesting, how come on the 29th, you Mekadosh the 30th? But the answer is because it's not like Tefillah, that you need a Zman Yom. You need to be in that Zman. The whole thing is Chachmas Hashem, and when it is. So that's it. Bezin's Mekadosh when it is. It's not a lachav to be in that day. It's not a lachav of an Amira. It's not like a Kedushas Hayom. Kedushas Hayom, you have to be Shabbos, same Mekadosh Shabbos. Not Kedushas Hayom. It's a function of the Bezin to pronounce the Yom. So they don't have to be in the Yom. But it's not a loch on a mirror of a Kedusha Yom. It's a loch of Das Koveya. So if I knew 15 days in advance, I could be Koveya. And my Das tells me, that's it, it's like very Yom. I have to wait for that day to say it on that day. It's not a Kedusha Yom. That's what the Gemara means. That Umos Ol Mamonim from the Chama, and Klal Yisrael is Mona from the Levana. What does it mean? It means that Umos Olam are only concerned about the climatic conditions. So therefore, they're mona from the Chama, because that's all you need. Who cares about the Levana? You see? But Klal Yisrael is mona from the Levana. It means that they're interested in Chachmas Tkufas Chachmas Tkufas Mazalos. They're interested in Chachmas Hashem. So that's their priority. That's Zelu Mazeh. Two different cultures. Now the difficult one, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai liachar churban, he was machzor the dovah liyosha. Where's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Okay. Perek gimel halacha hay. Perek gimel halacha hay. Same question. No sekel b'chinah. Same question of itim. Originally, a makabel edus achodesh the whole yom shloshim. Pa machas ashtar waited me lovo ad ben abayim neskak with mikdash leher of mayasu. So there was a whole commotion, a whole discord in the mikdash. Im yasu ola shal ben abayim or not. Shem yivo, if they do it, shem yivo edim. Yefshin shak with musim hayom, machatom ish ben abayim. So they have to try to figure out what to do. When's the last minute? You can't figure out. So the Mikdash couldn't run systematically anymore. So Amdu based in the Skinu, Shelo Yu Mekablan Eidus Achodesh Ela Adam Mincha, Kedei Sheyei Shoros Binyom Lachrav Musafin V'Tomach Shabein Abayim V'Niskeim. Okay? So they restricted the Zman of Kabbalah Seders. They made a takana to restrict the Rosh Hashanah Zman of Kabbalah Seders, right? And that's it. And so then they knew mincha that ara mincha, so that there should be the way the Ram writes, there should be shos bayom if when they come before mincha to be makriv masif. Okay. Now, the imigia mincha v'lo bo edim. What happens if edim didn't come? So osim tamash ben abayim. Then bo edim in a mincha l'maylo. No gem osay yom kodesh l'macha kodesh makriv masif. L'machal fisheloi mekachim also achar mincha. So if the mincha, it couldn't be mekachish. Okay? Mishachov besmikshin, you're going to have Zakai, brought it back. Okay, so he said, Sheyu mekachim esrosh, so kol hayom kulo, like we said, it's takana. So the yom was shortened, so he had to extend the yom. Vafilu bo edim yom shosh mesof hayom, somach l'shkiya sachama, mekablin edusun mekachin yom shloshin bovad. Okay. So that was a short Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So that's the you see that it appears there are no concerns about anything else except Kiddush HaChodesh when you're dealing with Kiddush HaChodesh. That's it. So anyways, so the question over here is same question: why you have the Eidim over there and you won't even mekabel them over there? You can't give my answer mekabel. So why over there? Why don't you just take them tomorrow and be mekadosh l'mafreya? Correct. And here, like I said, here it's more difficult, because they weren't makabaliators. So what I want to say is like this, that, notice the Rambam says, why does the Rambam say, v'mbo edim in amincha l'malo? What do you mean, v'mbo edim in amincha? That's it, you're not makabaliators. And where did they come? Where's the bezin? They came where? They came to Yerushalayim and said, we're edim? Well, among the populace? I mean, where did... Well, what kind of a halacha is that in Bo Edim? There's no Kabbalah Seder, so there's no Bo Edim. Right? So, what I want to say is like this. So you see the Rambam says, the Rambam is an interesting lashon. He says that, I think we mentioned it before, that that once they have the calculation, Bezdin Mechashim Mechashvonos Kederach Halacha Vav, Perak Aleph, Kederach Shem Mechashim Mechashvonos שיודם מקומו סקחופם ומהלכם וחוקם מדקים עד שידעו אם אפשר שירוע ירח בזמן השלוש שלושים או אי אפשר אם ידעו שאפשר שירוע יושבינו מצפים לאדם כל היום כולו שהוא יום שלושים. What is יושבין מצפים? בזן יושבין. That מצפים, they have plenty of things to do. They sit all day in מצפה. So what does it mean? What does it mean יושבין מצפים? So we said, because the nature of the Eidus is the way we understand, namely that what? That the Eidus is not an Eidus of Hagodah to produce a Chefza. If it's to produce a Chefza, Bezin is not Yoshev and Metzapa, that everybody's going to come along and produce a Chefza Hagodah. I mean, they know, so fine. So, but over here, the knowledge is really the essence. So the moment they're Machashev, that's really why Machayim Machashvin and Obashlosha. Why? Because the Machashvin is the beginning of the whole process. What makes it the beginning of the process? Because the Agoda say this is Mashlin. The Agoda say this is a Kiyum in it. So the moment Bezdin is Machashvin, so they started a process that awaits its culmination in the Kiyum and the corroboration of the Edom. So that's what the Ram means, Yoshi. Yoshi Mitzapim has a halachic value, it's a halachic concept. Doesn't mean that they sit around and wait, look out the window. It means that halachically, this is the nature of this whole system. Namely, that Chishuv is the beginning of the system, but Chishuv is not just a practical matter to know. Chishuv said, it's a bim chashuv, and now that's it. Now we'll wait and see. We'll be here, and the Eidim will come. But Chishuv is complemented by the Agoda Seder. So therefore, and that's why the Chishuv is a part of the whole system. So therefore, Bezin Yoshin and Machashvin means the Mitzapin means that when they're Machashev, they begin the process and it's awaiting completion through the Kiyum of the Agoda Seder. Because otherwise, there'd be no connection between the Machashvin and between the Agoda. And the Machashim wouldn't require a Shloshah. So it's only because of the concept of corroboration that you have this whole idea of Bezdin Yoshvin and Metzapim. Right? Do you understand?
Okay.
So Bezdin Yoshvin and Metzapim is really a halachic phenomenon. It's a halachic kium. It's not expressing the emotions of the Bezdin. It's expressing the idea of halacha. So if that's the case, that Bezdin Yoshvin and Metzapim, because it's awaiting the Edim, so when the Edim come, you see, so that's a halachic phenomenon, as opposed to ordinarily when Edim come. Ordinarily, Edim come is nothing. They came, fine. Now let them sit down, we'll talk to them, we'll give them interrogation, bedikas and chakiris, and we'll work, we'll see. But the actual fact that they came doesn't mean anything. Bo Edim doesn't mean anything ordinarily. Over here, Bo Edim complements Mitzapin. Okay? So therefore, what the Rambam is saying is like this. The Rambam is explaining that difficult Gemara, that Bo Edim and Menachal Lamayla, so Osin Yom Kodesh, what's going on there? So the Rambam explains it like this, that when they said, Ein Mekablim Edus HaChodesh, El Ara Mincha, okay, you have to understand what the Chum did. They didn't want to obliterate the whole concept, the whole Kiddush HaChodesh Midaraisa, you see? So what did they do? So they only restricted their halachic limitation to Kabbalah Sa'edus. Ein Mekablin Ela Ad HaMincha. Okay? But the Gavra of Bezdin, of Yoshvin Umetzapin, that they didn't interfere with. That they didn't obliterate. Because they minimized, so to speak, they minimized their entering into the halachic, changing the halachic system at a raisa. They limited it. You know, as always they do, because cultic rabbanim can't do raisa, keep the raisa, always try to keep it as much as possible. So the gavra of the bezin they didn't change. So therefore the yoshvin and mitzapin of the bezin continued. Now when the yoshvin and mitzapin of the bezin continued, so then there's a kiyum of Bo Edim. Now there's a kiyum of Bo Edim. Okay? And then that explains where the Edim came. Where did they come? It's not Mekabel Edim. Where's the Bezin? The answer is the Bezin was Yoshvin. The Bezin continued to be Yoshvin. And when the Edim came, it was a kiyum of Bo Edim. Okay? But what did they do with that kiyum? So it's a kiyum of Bo Edim. What did they do with that kiyum? So that kiyum, they weren't Mekadesh. Yom, they couldn't be Mekadosh with that king, the Yom Shloshim. But they were Noeg Osa Yom Kodesh. That was the king. It's very similar to the king of 2 days Rosh Chodesh. You see? That Laminion, really, it's the second day. But we're Noeg Kedusha on the first day. Okay? That's what the Rabbeinu Yeshaya says. And Noeg, the one I mentioned from Shmuel Elekit, he says, Echad Laminion v'Echad L'Kiddush. That they're Mekadoshet, you see. So that's what they did over here. They were Noeg Osa Yom Kodesh the rest of the day. So the kiyum of the Bo Edim was realized in the Nihug of Osa Yom Kodesh. You see, that's how the Ram really explains the Gemara. And then what happened? Umakriv in Lamacha Kodesh, because it's Mubar. Makriv in Musaf Lamacha, officially Makachna Sahacha Mincha. So now what the Ram is saying is, now you can't do Lamachra anymore. Because Midrabbanon, what they did was, they gave a kium to the Bo Edim. So once they gave a kium to the Bo Edim, so now, So now it's impossible to be mekadesh l'mafreya, because the fact that the Edom came had a kiyum midrabbanon of kedusha. It found an objective in kiddush midrabbanon, of course. It's kiddush midrabbanon, not raising. Raising you need of course chakiras eidim, kabbalas eidim, and all thing. But they made it midrabbanon that way. Ke'ein deraisa. They made it midrabbanan ke'ein deraisa not to be mevatel the whole concept of yeshivas bezin and yoshin and matzapet. So midrabbanon, it was already mekudesh.